wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth, we are welcoming you today to Radio Biafra Live Transmission. Unfortunately, for some technical reasons, we couldn't play you our national anthem and our patriotic song. We do ask you to bear with us regardless of our circumstance, regardless of our condition. We continue to come to you every blessed morning and evening. This is the evening installation of our worldwide broadcast. This is Radio Biafra. Every time we urge you, every time we advise you, every time we insist that you contact all your friends and your family, regardless of where they are in the world, that this is Radio Biafra Live Transmission, unadulterated, coming to you from our beloved capital city here in Enugu in Biafra land on this very day, the 13th day of June in the year of our Lord 2014. This is the sixth month following the expiration of the Zoological Republic, that very abominable and damnable contraption concocted in the hearts of evil men, executed by Frederick Lugard. We are here to remind the world once again, and all of you who are too foolish to still answer to the world Nigerian, that this very hopeless entity has come to an end. It came to an end on the 31st of December 2013, but because our people are not consistent, because our people get easily fatigued and carried away, that is why you have all forgotten that the zoo has expired. I must welcome you wherever you are. We say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to those people in the far eastern part of the world, those brave Biafrans, those of them who are indomitable, those of them that we can count on morning, noon, and night to support every project, to support every initiative, to support every venture that we are going into, as long as it results in the unadulterated restoration of the full and absolute sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. When we say that we are without fear before our enemies, it means exactly that. That regardless of the situation, regardless of the circumstance, at all times in every endeavor, we remain without fear before our enemies, regardless of what they try to do. They underestimate us. They think we are like the other people. Some idiots think that we are here to waste everybody's time. We are here to be like a Wazulika and Masop. Some people think that somehow we can't carry this thing through. Do we have the liver? Do we have the stomach? Do we have the strength for the fight? We are here to prove everybody wrong, that Biafra is coming. Not only is Biafra coming, we bring hell with us as well. We have brought hell with us. Everything stupid enough to stand in our way will be crushed into the dust. We bide our time. We take our time to do what we want to do. We don't announce what we do to them. They come to us. If they are 30, they come to us. By the time they are going, they are only 25. They should go and ask their people where the rest are. We are determined. We are resolute. Anybody that questions what we are doing is insane. If you question our sincerity, that means you are dishonest yourself. If you question our openness, our clarity of purpose and sense of direction, that means that you are confused and you're lost. If you are discerning, if you are somebody that your spirit ministers to, you must understand that we are not going anywhere until Biafra comes. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra. And by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, I must ask you to go to www.radiobiafra.co. I will ask you to go to other listening posts that you may have around you. I will ask you to ensure you have downloaded the free Radio Biafra app. I will also ask you to please ensure that your families here have satellites installed for them, that they may be able to receive Radio Biafra via satellite. We are here to finish the work that Ojukwu and the brave men and women of Biafra started. The promised land was pointed out to us in 1967 on the 30th of May, the same day that we chose to honor and remember our dead. on that day, this very great vision, this very country created by free men, emerged to the astonishment of those of them that want us shackled, that want us to live under their bondage, that want us to see ourselves as inferior to them. All these people who are doing the bidding of Satan, they came, they never thought it was possible, but what they imagined never to be possible became possible on the 30th of May, 1967. On that very day, Biafra was not only declared, but reinstituted into mankind. From that day till today, the race has been on. A lot of people, out of cowardice, out of hunger, out of an innate desire to be treacherous, out of a desire to sabotage what belongs to them, have been playing with this very beautiful name called Biafra. We are here to cleanse it. We are here to purify it. We are here to baptize it in the fire of battle. We are here to forge it in the fire of steel. We are here to ensure that truth and honesty is the cloak with which this very battle is fought and won. Without truth and honesty, you are nothing. That is why we must and should remain incorruptible at all times. We are incorruptible. We cannot be bought. We can never be bribed. We can never be persuaded or dissuaded from what we are pursuing that we know to be right and to be noble. Never. Impossible. Absolutely impossible. People will disappoint us, not us disappointing them. We cannot let our country down. It is inconceivable. That is why we say that we are whiter than white and whiter than snow itself. We are incorruptible. If you don't know the meaning of the dictionary, word of incorruptibility or being incorruptible, if you don't know what the word means, you can Google it, you can go and get your dictionary. I maintain and I insist that we are scrupulously incorruptible. Incorruptible, because Biafra is coming. If we taint our hands, any day we become corrupt like those of them that went before us. That day, Biafra will not come through our hands. We are grateful to Chukwu Abiama, the Most High and Supreme God, the Maker of the heavens and the earth. Only Him determined that we should come, and not man. We are not called by things of the earth. We are called by things of the heaven, things that mankind could not comprehend, a spirit far more superior than anything that the common mind could ever imagine. We are called by the Most High God to serve His cause, to ensure that we entrench upon this very earth His own kingdom. That kingdom is the Republic of Biafra, free from the shackles of iniquity and darkness, a Biafra of free men and women, equal before God and before the law, a Biafra of equality, a Biafra of fairness, a Biafra of justice, one anchored upon truth and honesty. Without it, we are nothing. Without truth and honesty, without justice, Biafra will not come. This is what we want to preach, so that the world may understand that they have nothing to fear from Biafra. We are here to be free as a people, the same way we were before Frederick Lugard came. There is no need to be apologetic about it. We are not begging anybody. We are not asking anybody to give us Biafra, because we were Biafrans before the British came, and to Biafra we shall return. To Biafra we shall return. We are making it very, very clear. Some people idiotic enough to doubt our resolve, I feel sorry for you. You cannot. You cannot win this very battle. We are going to win it. You try and see. This is Radio Biafra. We are broadcasting live from our studios here. We are making sure that we continue this very work that we are doing. We understand that the forces of the zoo, the zoological people, and those behind them are intent on the complete destruction of our cenotaph. They doubt our resolve, and we shall show them. We are making it clear to everybody who do not know that all those with Owazurike, that destroyed our cenotaph will pay very dearly. All of you who will come out to say, oh, please stop, you are one people, you have the same name, now is the time to go and remind Wasurike and all those working for him that the game has changed. You will tell them that we will come after them. We advise them to do the same. In this very place will very big war be fought before we go to meet our enemies. Before we go to meet our enemies, they continue to attack our cenotaph. We are making it very clear to everybody that that was the place we remembered our dead on the 30th of May. That we have not sought any problem from anybody. They have come to destroy what they couldn't build. They have come to set a fire or to light a fire which they cannot extinguish. We are making it clear to everybody that this very day we are reporting that these same hoodlums and vagabonds came back and that our cenotaph has been completely destroyed by Wasurike and his hoodlums. From this day onwards, we will not be apologetic for anything we undertake by way of action. Anything we choose to do, we shall do so at the appropriate time. We are making this very, very clear that the Satan within, those that stopped you from getting Biafra, are yourselves, not the Hausa Fulani people. I started preaching this since 2009, that Hausa Fulani people are not the problem we have. The problem we have are Igbo men. Igbo men are the people stopping Biafra from coming, not Hausa Fulani people. Because, as we say where we come from, it means that those of them who are inside are being controlled by forces way beyond their understanding, those hell-bent on ensuring that we do not emerge as a people. You will hear what will happen. We will have no representation coming to us. Nobody will apologize to us because we will not accept it. Quite frankly, we will not. We kept quiet thinking they will come to their senses, but they have continued in their usual way, and we must continue to do what we are sent here to do. We will not be hurried into taking any preemptive action, because these agents of Hausa Fulani, these agents of Hausa Fulani people, I never quite knew that Hausa people were that clever. I thought that Hausa people were clever, but I never knew how clever they are, that they can come and set up a group of people claiming to be fighting for Biafra, but in actual fact serving Hausa Fulani purpose. That is one thing we do not accept. That is one thing we do not appreciate. I will ask the very eminent barrister to please come to me via the Radio Biafra office line, the indigenous people of Biafra, their line. That is how he is going to be able to get through to me. Please, barrister, very, very important that you come to me through +234 909 466 5824. I repeat, +234 909 466 5824. Please, that is where to get through to me on. For every other person, if you're calling us to make your contribution to our discussion this very evening, the number to call is +234 810090459. +234 810090459. That is Radio Biafra line. We are also informing everybody this evening, for those of you who may not know, that we built a cenotaph to remember our dead. Wasurike, fronted by the Nigerian police, came and destroyed our cenotaph. We are placing it as a warning to everybody. Anybody inboxing me anything at all to do with forgiveness, that person will be my enemy. You should not inbox me, because what will befall this land, any ear that hears it will vibrate, We are making it very clear. The line has been crossed. We are at war with them. And they will get it from us. We are making it very, very clear to everybody so they understand it very well. That we are in the second phase and that Wazurike is the only person representing Satan as we know it today in our midst. Biafra, they cannot get. They brought us kidnapping. They brought us mayhem and killing. They brought us rape. They brought us misappropriation and forceful acquisition of land. All these vices, Igbo people who are very, very complacent, Igbo people who cannot do anything, but serve Hausa Fulani people, they come back, they call them the elite. They come back, they call them those of them who are well-to-do. All of them are there. And evil is happening, and they say nothing. Because Hausa Fulani Islamic Zoological Republic, I appointed each and every one of them. The barrister has joined me. As I say, when I welcome you, you welcome other people. Our work is relentless. We continue to march on. Nothing can deter us. They want to test our resolve, and they will see our resolve that we don't retreat and we don't surrender. Shame shall befall all of them. We'll go to the barrister, the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu. You are acknowledged, and as I acknowledge you, please, you'll also acknowledge other people, please. These are the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Good evening to you, and good evening to all fellow Biafrans who are there with you, giving you all the support that you need. I thank you, and I thank all of you out there with Director, and I thank all the Biafrans scattered all across the world. This evening, we are welcoming you. I am not comfortable to hear again that Wazurike has gone in for the second time to touch the cenotaph. This is disgraceful, it's unacceptable, and we will not accept this. But what is being done for the dead is what Wazurike is mocking and playing about with. I don't want to preempt or say anything other than to welcome fellow Biafrans to this evening edition. We thank you wherever you are and those who are coming in to join us. Please bring in your views, your ideas, your opinions. That is all we require here on Radio Biafra. We constantly thank you for all the support you've given to us over the years and the support you are currently giving to us. No one should give up. All you have to remember is before you get a success, you always meet obstacles. What Wazurike is doing is not unheard of. It's part of the game. But he will be subdued. He will be brought down to his knees for playing about with Biafra. Biafra dead and the restoration of Biafra. You people will watch and see. Nobody and those who support Wazurike, this is the time you had enough question with Wazurike and won him. No one should call here on Radio Biafra or text me or inbox me. Are we a brother? We are this, we are this. Something that has been done for the dead is what Wazurike is talking about with. I don't need to say anything, Director. Thank you. I'm standing by. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The barrister is standing by. And as he does so, we shall continue to ask you to please go to www.radiobiafra.co. We ask you to go to peopleofbiafra.org, to indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. We ask you to please go to biafratelevision.co, download free Radio Biafra app, and also without fail, ensure that your family here, that they have satellite with which to receive Radio Biafra on. We are coming to you live from Enugu. We are doing the work that we have been asked to do, not by man, but by Chukwu Abiama. But man will oppose it. It is understandable. Those of them who are myopic, who are blind, will try to oppose what we are doing. But we believe and trust in the Almighty that this very mission was commissioned by Him. And in Him and in His name, this very Biafra will come to stand. In times gone by, we used to talk about Ifeajuna. People spoke about Ifeajuna as a vile and evil person that came to sacrifice his people at the altar of expediency, of greed, and of illicit material acquisition. We have another Ifeajuna today. Owazurike is worse than Ifeajuna. We are making it very, very clear to all and sundry that this man is here to do the bidding of Hausa Fulani people. He has never destroyed one mosque. They kill us and they bomb our churches. Owazurike and Masop have not destroyed one single mosque. They have not attacked any Hausa Fulani people invading our land with their cattle. Hausa Fulani people at Ezeago, they have not attacked them. Hausa people have taken over Imo State, they have not attacked them. When I said it before, that this man said, anybody caught attacking Hausa Fulani headsmen with their rifles, their assault rifle, he will hand them over to Nigerian police. When I tell our people, they don't understand. Today, the same spot of land where Ifeajuna betrayed and sold Enugu is the same place that Owazurike went to go and betray Biafra. The fate that shall befall him will be worse than that Ifeajuna faced. The only problem with our people who have been ransacked and ravaged by stupidity is that he is using the name Biafra to camouflage and bamboozle all of you. If you join him, you will die with him. We are determined, we are prepared, we are going forward and never backwards. Forward ever, backward never. Watch and see what shall become of them. We promise you that. This is Radio Biafra. We'll continue. Somebody claiming they are fighting for Biafra is complicit working with the government of the Zoological Republic to destroy a monument belonging to Biafra, engaging in cheap blackmail as the kidnapper that he is. Owazurike brought kidnapping into our land, but our people are foolish and docile. That is why they don't ask questions. No wonder Hausa Fulani headsmen are in your country telling you what to do, telling you where to go to and where not to go to, raping your mothers and your women and killing your men and your fathers. No wonder. Ifeajuna is still alive. They said Ifeajuna is dead. No, Ifeajuna is alive in Okwe. But very clever this time around, covering himself with the name Biafra. You are indeed finished as a people, unless you rise up and do something, which we must do. On our own, we must do it. As the barrister said, I don't want to attend any useless inbox from anybody. If you write to me, you are in very big trouble. Stay where you are. Watch and see what shall become of him. By way of headline today, we are going ahead to report that the United Kingdom government praise Governor Uduaghan's infrastructure efforts and expresses their readiness to invest in a part of Biafra land. We must remind them that Delta is Biafra land. They have indicated their readiness to invest. The British government has indicated their readiness to invest in Delta State and assist the state in bringing their infrastructure up to speed. We are reporting that the police, after leading Masop to go and destroy our cenotaph, that the police have also banned political rallies in River State. No more gathering unless sanctioned by Jonathan, the same police escorting Masop and Owazurike to go and destroy our cenotaph. These are the people that say they are fighting for Biafra. They are working with Nigeria police. They want us to kill somebody there in the full view of the world, and Nigeria will have reason to take over our holy site. And we did not indulge them. We did not allow them to succeed in that very effort. That was why they came back to completely destroy our cenotaph, as we are being told. A place of remembrance, a place where our dead, those men that charged enemy lines with nothing, those of them that went and defended this country gallantly for 3 years, having endured air, land, and sea blockade. Oh, Wazirike insulted their memory, and as the coward that he is, he will always use Nigeria police to go and front his band of hoodlums and thugs to go and destroy what was built, to remember those that died, and to offer glory to Chukwu Abiyama. Our lines are not opened yet. When they open, we shall ask you to call, please. Our line is there, so also is Skype Radio Biafra. Add us to your Skype contact list. If you call us, we will be able to take your call. We are also reporting today that the police are in a gun battle with Boko Haram. They are in a gun battle with Boko Haram. Sanusi is above the law. As George preaches amicable settlement, Sanusi, the new emir of Kano, those who are controlling the people you call the elite and the leaders of Ndibo, these are those that control them. Igbos do not have leaders, and by extension, that is why all the other federating, or should I say composite, part of Biafra land do not quite trust our leadership or our ability to lead, because there is no leadership here. All you have are compromisers and those willing to serve anybody in power for crumbs that will fall from the master's table. How sad and deplorable things has become. How very sad. How very sad. I don't wish that our ancestors will come back to see what has become of their children. If they come here, they will not recognize it. This is not the same land that we grew up in. Here, if you are not evil, there is something wrong with you. And Biafra is here to change all of that as well. We are here to change it. The truth is that one Nigeria is fake. As Obasanjo and Babangida, we are absent. As Jonathan, we are meeting former leaders of the zoo. The same people that planned coup. The same people who are complicit in the corruption, in the looting of the treasury. They are gathering. They are meeting to discuss even how best to share the oil block yet undiscovered. Sultan advises government to swap Chibok girls with Boko Haram detainees. President Jonathan has become anti-democratic, but he is the one blaming anti-democratic forces working against 2015 polls. We are also reporting that the National Conference delegates is to remove immunity clause for the president, the governors, and other elected officials. No major positions for Ndibo, as the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram Party, APC, I must say, holds its national convention. And also, Obasanjo said yesterday, he has access to Boko Haram. Of course, we know he does. All they understand is compromise. And the only language that the people of this very contraption will appreciate is that of violence. That is why people are begging Boko Haram. But we are peaceful. People can go and destroy our cenotaph. Isn't it funny? Because we are peaceful. Those of them saying don't abandon violence, use peace. You can see what became of our peaceful cenotaph. That is the beginning of the end of Wazirike and of Masop. Their end has come. Completely it has come. However they want it, we give it to them. But we are telling them today, Wazirike, Nigeria police will not be there to protect you when the time comes now. They can't protect you. We can see you, but you can't see us. They will not be there to protect you. Anybody who will be jumping up and down, lamenting when it happens, you must lament now. I hope all of you are listening. We know that the Yoruba media will not carry this very news because they receive money from this very criminal and hoodlum, this very rogue using the name of Biafra, to try to insult our collective intelligence. They will not go and lament for him now. Not when the time comes, people start saying rubbish, you know, woman, if you bring that rubbish close to me, God will punish you because you have no respect for the dead. Go to Arlington Cemetery and desecrate the place. Go to London and knock down the cenotaph. Go to the Jewish memorial and touch it. You see what shall become of you. That this very criminal, the same thing he couldn't do, he has come and destroyed. Why then should we be peaceful? Why? Amazing. And now the news in detail. The British government has expressed readiness to invest in Delta State and assist the state to develop its potentials to grow the economy. British Deputy High Commissioner to Nigeria, Mr. Peter Carter, who disclosed this in Asaba yesterday during a visit to the state governor, Dr. Emmanuel Uduaghan, said that the United Kingdom was encouraged by the infrastructure development and incentives put in place by the administration. According to him, the British government is impressed with the infrastructures on the ground, especially the Asaba airport, the waste incinerator plants, the Ogidigben gas city project, the Warri industrial business park, among others. I am here to personally see the infrastructure development progress you are making in the state and the business opportunities in the state for the British government and British businessmen, he stated. Furthermore, he said, after seeing some structures put in place by Uduaghan's administration for investment to thrive, British businessmen as well as the British Council will be delighted to invest in the state. The British people are saying they are coming to a part of Biafra land to invest. I must continue. This is according to the Deputy High Commissioner. I am convinced that the United Kingdom has a role to play in developing the economy of Delta State. Your airport terminal, the Asaba International Airport, is head and shoulders above the ones I have seen in Nigeria. Asaba deserves to be the hub of aviation in Nigeria. I congratulate you for your achievement. This is the British Deputy High Commissioner pouring praise on Uduaghan, maybe in the hope that Uduaghan will say no to Biafra. Who knows? Let's continue. I am convinced that the United Kingdom has a role to play in developing the economy of Delta State. Your airport terminal is head and shoulders above the ones I have seen in Nigeria. Asaba deserves to be the hub of aviation in Nigeria. I congratulate you for your achievements and I look forward to growing the partnership between Delta State and the United Kingdom and the private sector for the mutual benefit of our state and my country. Carter promised to bring the British Council with its creative initiative and the creative sector in the state to promote and develop the creative potentials of the people of Delta State. Perhaps they are listening to us. He did not say to bring United Kingdom to come to the zoo. No, he was very, very specific. They will come to Delta State and they will help Delta State infrastructural development. And they will do it. Why they are doing this, I leave that to those who have studied and understood them to be able to analyze. As for us, the British said they will invest in Delta State. Delta State is Biafra land. They have not said such thing about any other place, and I know it is due to the presence of gas and oil. That is all. That we know for sure. Gas and oil, because there is no more gas coming from Russia. There is no more gas coming from the East. They need gas supplies from elsewhere. And Biafra land is the only place where they can get that from. That was why all these lies and rubbish about Chibok girls happened. That them again a foothold here. But we are black people. What do we know? What do we know? We continue to present the news. River State Commissioner Mr. Tunde Ogushakin. He is the police commissioner in River State. But he's a Yoruba man. He's in Biafra land as the police commissioner. Has banned what he called unauthorized gathering and political activities in the state. This is a policeman who should be answerable to politicians, but he's banning all political activities. There is martial law and state of emergency now that people can no longer gather to discuss freely about ways to better themselves. This same thing that this police commissioner is doing is contained in the constitution of the zoo. The zoo constitution is meant to allow, they are supposed to allow people to gather. But they are no longer doing it, are they? They are no longer gathering people. What they are doing is if you assemble yourself together, we arrest you. The person giving the order is Jonathan. Jonathan was elected as the president because people gathered together to discuss him as the president and voted for him. He has gone in, just like the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. He has banned political gathering. But what do we know? We are black people from Africa. We don't know anything. So we allow it to stand. Because the police have guns and we don't. They have guns and we don't. We say to people, we need guns, and they don't understand the reason why. If you don't have guns, you will continue to be a slave forever. The only way to overthrow a slave master is to have the same degree of armament and ammunition as your slave master. Then, with your determination, you go and take them on. That is exactly what we are asking for, and that is what Biafrans are going to give us for us to be able to meet such frivolous challenges. You were elected as the president because people gathered under PDP. People were holding their meetings. Now you are the president of the zoo, the head, the chief monkey among monkeys. Now you want to go to River State and ban people from gathering. You think that is how to bring about security and peace? This place has no security. It has no peace. The police are in a gun duel with Boko Haram. Members of Boko Haram yesterday attacked a police station in Sumaila town, in Sumaila local government area of Kano State. The incident happened at about 8:45 p.m. immediately after market activities in the town closed. Witnesses said a gang of insurgents raided the station located near the market on motorbike. The state's police public relations officer, Assistant Superintendent Magaji Majiya. This is the name of somebody we're in the same country with. Magaji Majiya said the attack was successfully repelled by the policemen on duty, who engaged them for close to 15 minutes before they fled. But this is a public relations officer, a Hausa man in a Hausa place. But we have a Yoruba man as the commissioner in River State, banning all association in the state. And they claim they are in a democracy, whereas in the northern part of the Mohammedan Emirate, in the furthest reaches, those of them who have more, who see more sand than rain, the ones controlling our lives, the ones that set up MASOP, the ones that came and used the name Biafra to confuse all of you, that you can no longer reason. They are the ones controlling you. And they are in charge of their own place. And they sent their cattle to your town with their guns. That is why we are dying. That is why we are being killed every blessed day by Hausa Fulani people, because Hausa people are here as police commissioners. If you call them, they won't come out. We are also reporting that the former president Olusegun Obasanjo and Babangida did not attend the meeting called by Jonathan to discuss the security situation in the zoo and the 2015 general elections. While Babangida said he is unable to attend the meeting because of the death of Senator Awai Sukuta, the senator representing his district in Niger State, Obasanjo did not give any official reason for not attending. The meeting held at the presidential villa in Abuja lasted for over an hour. Sources told a news media outfit that the spate of terror attacks in the country, the kidnap of over 200 Chibok girls, and the tension building up ahead of the 2015 general election were reasons why President Jonathan called for the meeting. As at the time of going to press, only Yakubu Gowon, Buhari, Enes Shonekon, Shehu Shagari, and Abdul Salami Abubakar were at the meeting. The governor of Rono State, Alhaji Kashim Shetima, was also at this very meeting, we report. Fears of a plan to Islamize Nigeria is beginning to unfold. The Sultan of Sokoto, Muhammad Saad Abubakar III, said yesterday that Sultan Abubakar is also the president of the Nigeria Supreme Council for Islamic Affairs, called on President Jonathan to reconsider dialogue with Boko Haram insurgents. They are asking for dialogue with killers, with murderers, with rapists, with abductors. That is what we see here in the zoo. There is no sanction. Anybody can do whatever they like. As long as you have the Nigerian army and the Nigerian police behind you, there is nothing you cannot do, like Owasurike. Nothing you cannot do. You appropriate land that doesn't belong to you. You destroy a cenotaph you couldn't have built. You can't build it. And you will see what shall become of you. Let me see who will write and talk rubbish about unity. Chineke Akponjo walk. You must be mad to talk about unity. Fools, because you can't see. That is why there is no running water in your village. There is no light. That is why you are scattered all over the world as slaves, third class slaves, where you are washing plates, security guard, washing dead bodies and looking after people's grandparents. When your own grandparent is being, your grandmothers are being raped by Hausa Fulani men. You are busy taking care of other people's grandparents. And the evil is here, mushrooming every blessed day. We must stop it. They cannot fight Hausa Fulani people, but they're coming to fight Biafrans. They couldn't have fought those cattlemen who are here with AK-47 because they have guns. They have come to us because we are empty-handed, pursuing something that has fangs and teeth. Amazing. Amazing. We must continue. We should continue, and rightfully so. There is no position in APC of any significance for the Igbos running after them. Those of them falling over themselves to serve Hausa Fulani people. There are no positions for you in APC. I think you are the deputy women's leader, something like that. Very, very sad. Extremely sad. That is the news headlines for today, the 13th day of June in the year of our Lord 2014. The time now is approximately 20 minutes to 8 p.m. here in Enugu, the capital city of Biafra land. We are marching ahead before our lines open. Of course, I expect the barrister to please try and rejoin us to give us his perspective, his views on our presentation this evening. On a day we are reporting that MASOB, commanded or led by Owazirike, before them we are Nigerian police, they went and destroyed a building that did nothing to them. Our building did nothing to them. They went and destroyed what was left of our cenotaph, which we are going to rebuild. Our people are arriving. We cannot tell you when. We cannot tell you our strength, but we will safeguard our territory. We will also build and finish our cenotaph. We either move forward or we die there with them. We are very, very determined. Very, very determined. We must let them know that you come with Nigerian police, you come with Nigerian army to destroy something belonging to Biafra, something belonging to Biafrans, and some idiots are still following this buffoon. Some fools are following him. You will die with him if you follow him. You will die with him. You think that you have the might of Jonathan behind you. You think that because Jonathan is the president, the Nigerian army will come to fight to save MASOB. Is that what you think? Is that what you seriously think? You are in for one almighty shock. Very big shock. Time is coming, and that same time will tell. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines are open. People are free to express their views and their opinions. We promised you before, we don't sugarcoat any news. We bring it to you the way it is. You accept it or you leave it. We are not here to engage in propaganda. We are here to preach the gospel of truth, the gospel of redemption, the gospel of restoration, this very gospel that will lead us into Biafra land. That is why no matter what our enemies do, we counter them. It is our job and our duty to do so. Let us go to the line and take this call. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear us. They cannot hear us. They will not be able to hear us. This is Radio Biafra. By now, the number should be very, very familiar to all of you. The number to call remains +234-8100-904-599. Let's go to the line once again. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please.
Good evening, my director, Namde. This is Okenwa from East London.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. The world is listening. The world is listening. Go ahead.
May your days belong, director.
And you too.
May the days of the Biafrans belong.
You say?
Thank you very much. We have had the news as always. Not going too much about that. I just want to beg our fellow Biafrans from all over the world who may wish to call, so please make every opinion and suggestion short and sweet. And as we are deliberating on this issue, according to our deputy director, as he always says, Uchemefo, we keep on keeping on. No matter what happened, whatever news we have had now, it should not dissuade us at all or stop us from moving on. We are moving on already. Our people should not forget. Whatever happened, we shall continue, as we always say. We shall continue because we have to remember that you told us a couple of days back that our airport is now a local airport, which is really so. If our people have to go through Kano before they travel. Now, and the Biafrans all over the world should never forget that all indigenous people of Biafra who had held intangible positions terrible positions in this government, all of them have been taken out, starting from Professor Robotic Engineer Bart Nnaji, Air Vice Marshal Paul Dike as Chief of Defense Staff, Inspector General of Police Ogbonna Onogo, Fidelia Akwabata Njeze, who was Aviation Minister before.
Yes.
And then finally, our able sister, Princess Adeze Odua, because what is their problem? Because she gave us and fought gallantly to give us international airport. We all should not forget this. Yesterday, I was a little bit disappointed because some people call on this Radio Biafra. If you hear them talking, you start wondering if they are our opponents or one of us. I had one of us saying yesterday, how many are we that Radio Biafra should tell them how many numbers of Biafran people we have? Talking about real Biafrans, I can't understand what you mean by real Biafrans. We are talking about sending money to our people. If you cannot send money, no matter how much you have, send it. Or you buy a plane ticket and fly to Biafra land. Make yourself known. You'll be given a position. You join the army. It is simple. You see? So please, I urge everyone to call, because I can understand you've already been accused for doing nothing. And then you have to take it, even if one of us or any of us that called up are talking nonsense, repeating himself every time, using the same language all over again. You still be patient listening to all that, and we keep on wasting time. Can you please, my suggestion, give everyone 2 or 3 minutes max, say what you want to say and get off the phone. It's either you give money or you go to Nigeria or stay off the phone entirely. Remain blessed. Thank you very much.
I couldn't have studied it any better this very evening. Thank you very much for that. That was very short, straight to the point, and very sweet. We also know that the Yoruba people will attempt to call and clog up our line. If you're calling, remain resolute. Keep calling. We shall take your call. This is Radio Biafra. The barrister has joined us. The very eminent barrister and attorney at law. All the time, the barrister will console me and ask me to calm down. This evening, I will ask the barrister to calm down. We are going to rebuild our cenotaph, even make it more beautiful than before. We purchased the land belongs to us. There is nobody now that will not, we want the British to ask Nigerian police, what did that building do to anybody? Did the building commit any crime? The answer is no. Did the building carry anything offensive? The answer is no. Just that we remembered our dead. They have destroyed our building. We, in fact, I'm even happy. So we have a reason now to go to war with them, isn't it? Please, barrister, go ahead.
Thank you, director. Thank you for the news discussion. To be honest, director, I don't wish to say much on what is happening in the zoo, other than to concentrate on this damage that Wazirike is doing. In this country, the damage of property carries more sentence than the killing of a human being. So, if police are the one supporting and helping Wazirike to go and destroy property, the cenotaph built for the dead, I wonder what the president himself will say. It is a big shame that up to today we are still under the zoo that has expired. A lot of people have called for action against Wazirike, and we are calming people, asking everybody to remain calm and remain peaceful. First time, we say it's a mistake. The second time, it's outrageous. And Wazirike has tempted us to the level as to make sure that Wazirike will pay and pay seriously for this second time action of his wickedness unto the dead. It's an outpouring, a big insult before us, and a big shame that was Rike at his age, at his level, somebody pretending he was fighting for Biafra, only a few weeks ago, renouncing his position that he's no longer fighting for Biafra. Now he's destroying what Biafra is doing. I hope people out there are listening. Those who are Wazirike supporters, those Hausa Fulani Boko Haram Igbo people who are working for Wazirike, I hope all of you are listening. I hope all of you are following what is happening. Tomorrow, a new woman, we are from the same place, we are from the same womb. This is unacceptable. Director, I don't wish to add any of the bloody news that is coming for that, from that zoo. That a policeman will now ban people demonstrating politically. Who gave the policeman the authority? You've already asked me to calm down. Director, let me calm down and let others talk. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The barrister is very, very upset. And I'm asking him to calm down. We are going to rebuild our cenotaph. It will be more magnificent. More gold finishing this time around than before. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Your name and where you are, please.
Good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Amsara. This is Patrick Njoko Akuche. I'm a native of Mbise.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
By the grace of God, I'm the PR of the indigenous people in Amsterdam.
Thank you very much. Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
Director, we are very, very happy for what is going on. We are strongly behind you. We'll ask Chukwu Abiyama to give you strength and their family. And most importantly, as the PR of the indigenous people, I have my new born baby yesterday.
So, congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. We add, Biafra is adding more among us. We have our meeting tomorrow. Every indigenous people member in Amsterdam will have meeting by 6 o'clock. Please don't fail to come because we want to speak our mind to Radio Biafra tomorrow. We want everybody to come and talk whatever he want to talk because it's allowed. So my coordinator asked me to make this announcement. Everybody, if you know that you are indigenous people, if you are a member of indigenous people in Amsterdam, make sure you come to the meeting tomorrow. Please.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. We have a caller on the phone. They have been very, very patient. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
My director, this is Lotechukwu Okore, the national coordinator, Norway.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. You're welcome to the program. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, sir. I am calling to make a little announcement on our upcoming meeting in the city of Oslo. The Indigenous People of Biafra, Oslo chapter, will be having the general meeting on this Saturday, tomorrow. 14/06/2014. And our venue as well is the Afro Restaurant, Ken Restaurant, the place that we held our meeting last time. And the address is Deichmansgata number 9 in Oslo. The time is from 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock. And also, I want to use this time to tell everyone that will be coming for the meeting to kindly come with your monthly due. And also, our T-shirt and our demonstration DVD is available. So if you know you need any one of it, you come on the meeting. And for our people who reside in other cities that care for our demonstration DVD, I would like you to contact your zonal coordinator because we produce the DVD many. So to realize a little thing from it to support this struggle. So it would be very good if you contact your coordinator and collect your own copy. This is what I just want to say. Also, I am urging everyone here in Norway to kindly come out and support this movement now. Because every day our director is talking and crying on what is happening in the zoo, Nigeria. It is affecting every one of us. It is affecting every one of us severely. Because we are not there. So sometimes so many of us think that it's not happening. But I am telling you that it's happening already. We are comfortable in Norway in particular, where we are right now. I am urging each and every one of us to please see what you can do to support this, our restoration program, so that our people will have rest, so that our land will be safe, so that our mothers and our children, will not having the pain that they are having right now, nor dying untimely death. This is what I have to tell each and every one of us. Anyone that loves freedom is our fight. We are calling right now to get money on how to secure things to use against our enemy. Money cannot fly from the tree. With collective effort, if every one of us can come up and contribute little by little, I believe before 1 month or 2 months, we can be able to gather what we are looking for. This is my plea to everyone who is hearing my voice here in the cities of Norway. I want you to come out, try what you can do to help restoration of our people. Thank you, and God bless each and every one of us. And director, may God keep you and your family and all the editorial board of Radio Biafra. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. Our people are meeting all over Europe and by extension the rest of the world, and we welcome them. We want you to continue meeting, to continue to dialogue, to discuss, to come up with ways and ideas by which this very effort here can be supported. We have somebody on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra.
Director, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. Please, go ahead.
Director, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
I pray that God will always guide you and protect you and all the editorial board of Radio Biafra.
He say.
My director, I'm calling from Ukraine. This is Favor Mommy Fonyewichi from Omanajo, Umezi, in the Idato South local government in Imo State, Biafra land.
Yes, go ahead. Thank you.
Since after 30th May, I was like trying to get, but I couldn't be able to get through. Well, thank God today that I got you online. I'm happy once more. That particular 30th day, we try as much as we can here. But director, I must be frank with you. We are not trying. We are doing nothing. It's true that we are on crisis, a heavy crisis here, but at least to mobilize our people here, we need it. In fact, we don't have a director, coordinator. I must use this word. If the person who says that he's our coordinator, let him come on air to declare it. I was calling for concerning meeting. Let us have meeting. Let us be having meeting to know what is happening, to know everything. We say we have coordinator, he's doing nothing. I'm always getting aggressive concerning it. That particular day, somebody called from another city, but it was Ichemofo that was the afternoon time. The person called from another city, and he said that he stays inside his own house or whatever to stay for 2 minutes silent. I called that day. They put me on hold. I was trying to ask the person whether he knows the Biafra family in this Ukraine. But it happens that I was not through that particular day. So I don't know. That person might be hearing my voice now. I want that person to know that in Kharkiv city, that Biafra families existing here. We have the coordinator here, but he's doing nothing. In fact, he's staying silent. I want him to be coming on air to let his people, the people that he's coordinating, to know or to tell them what is happening. We are calling him for a meeting for long. He's not responding. I'm not with them as much as they are called themselves coordinators or our head people here.
Yes, we are going to do something about it in Ukraine. It will form part of our discussion tomorrow because we are going to have a meeting tomorrow. There will be a meeting 12 noon tomorrow, which I will have to chair, comprising of all the heads of the departments of state that we have. We are talking about the Elders Council. We are talking about the Directorate of State, the Chief of Staff, the Army Council, and the Women Affairs. This meeting will be held tomorrow. Those in attendance will be myself, our dear sister Berechukwu Anebogo, our head of Directorate of State, whom I've not been able to speak to due to one thing or the other. We speak, but we should have spoken before now, but we haven't. Uchenna Asiebu is also going to be at this meeting. Dr. Justin Akujieze will be at this meeting. Ngozi Madu will be at this meeting. And also Chukwu Kabosa will be at this very meeting. Very, very crucial. This meeting will be 12 noon, Biafra land time tomorrow. It will be organized and we shall go ahead to have it. And we shall discuss the issue of the lack of coordinatorship in Ukraine. That is something that falls under the remit of the Directorate of State, headed by Uchenna Asiebu. He will be able to tell us exactly what is happening in Ukraine, why we don't have any coordinator in Ukraine. My dear brother, thank you very much for calling, and may Chukwu Abiyama continue to bless you. May Chukwu Abiyama continue to sustain you. This is Radio Biafra. We are moving forward. Our people are calling. When you call, we shall take your call. Do not despair. Do not despair at all, at all. There is also a brother that rang in the afternoon from Germany, and I am waiting for him. I'm waiting for him to try and call us back. Please keep trying. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Your name and where you are, please. Can you hear me? It could be another Yoruba man. I don't know if they're Yoruba. Yoruba people held a meeting and said they will call us, and we are waiting for them to say something. But they are cowards, they will not say anything, will they? They are Yoruba people. They hardly say anything. They are cowards, they don't say anything. That is the way they are. It is in their blood, it is in their nature. They are cowardly. They can't do anything at all. Very, very cowardly, Yoruba people are. I want them to speak. If you're a man, you open your mouth and speak. But if you're a coward, you keep quiet. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me, the caller on the phone?
I can hear you very clearly.
Please go ahead, your name and where you are.
I am calling from Germany, from Bremen.
From Bremen in Germany, and what is your name?
My name is Chinedu Mokure from Bremen, Germany.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you. You're welcome to the program. The whole world is listening. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, my beloved director. May Chukwu Abiyama be with you.
You say?
May he strengthen you and head to the editorial board of Radio Biafra.
You say?
Can you hear me, sir?
Loud and clear. The world is listening as well. Loud and clear. Loud and clear. Go ahead.
Thank you. I'm very, very sorry. I've been trying since about 5 minutes to get through, but thank God I got through now when you finish with the man with the brother from Ukraine.
Yes, go ahead.
I am very sorry for these people who went to destroy our senators. It's a very big mistake. And by the grace of God, Chukwu Abiyama, they will pay for it. They will pay for it. They will pay for it.
Of course they will. They can't go through.
I am very, very sorry. We have to rebuild. We have to rebuild.
No, we are rebuilding it now. It is being rebuilt. We are rebuilding it. It was destroyed today, finally.
We must rebuild our cenotaph.
Yes, of course. Well, of course, we'll build it.
We must rebuild our cenotaph. It is a must. We have to. And my director, I am pleased to inform you that please continue. Do not let them shake your resolve. I know you will get all Biafra. With you, we are sure of getting Biafra. Nothing is going to stop it. Our resolve is resolute. The same way the children of Israel marched through Jericho 7 times and the wall of Jericho fell, the same thing will happen. We must get Biafra. From now till the end of 2015.
He said.
We are behind you, my beloved director. I am very, very pleased. Just continue the work you are doing, please. Secondly, another point I want to make is, let us come together and contribute. We're not going to blow up any pipes or go and rob to raise money for the second phase. We are going to go ahead and increase, my vision now is to increase every contribution from every region. Germany, for example, Bremen, Munich, Hamburg, we have different regions here, the same way we have in London. Everybody has to increase their monthly dues. What is increasing, blood directly?
The world is listening too, please. I don't want to interrupt you. Everybody is listening to your voice. Go ahead.
Okay, sir. Okay. I'll need us to increase our monthly due. I'm going to, the next meeting, I'll talk to our coordinator here, Mr. Kajeta. And Charles, you know him, Charles, you know him very well.
Yes, very well, yes.
And the God's power. And also Pastor Nachuku and other great girlfriends who are also part of us here. We're going to, I won't mention it 2 weeks ago, we need to increase our monthly dues. When it's increased, we can now also target a certain amount of money the next 3 to 6 months. And with this, we can definitely come up with something. But it has to be increased. £120 or £1,000 per country is peanuts. We cannot go, this is juvenile. This cannot be what we are bigger than this. We cannot consist on this level. We have to increase our monthly dues and increase what each country donates every month to London and to the Catherine Force. We cannot be on this level. So that the police, it has to be, the director of state or people in charge have to do the match and then tell us what we need to increase. We have to have a template to increase the amount we're looking for. The beloved director.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We are going to do it. Yes, of course it is. Of course it is. I know.
Please. Thirdly, I wish to donate on a branch level 100,000 for the cenotaph. I would like my name to be on the cenotaph.
Thank you very much. We are rebuilding it. Our cenotaph is being rebuilt.
Our resolve cannot be stopped.
How can they?
By the grace of God, we cannot stop now. It's not possible. Another thing I think, the beloved director, is the Hausa Fulani themselves might have their agents among us. They might want to infiltrate. This is what a friend of mine, a German lady, told me, Carola. She said, be careful. She's also a military strategist. She's also here with me. She said, be careful that they don't infiltrate. The next target might to infiltrate your inner circle.
Yes. We know so. I know so.
They will want to infiltrate, you know, with money. You know how they infiltrated and they killed and they got Kabila and Patrice Lumumba and all these people. They infiltrate the inner circle and they want to do some havoc, which they know that they will not succeed, but they will try. This is what she told me this morning.
They will not succeed. They will not succeed, I can tell you that. We have taken measures. not to allow them to succeed. They cannot succeed. They will try.
Must be stand spiritually and physically. The inner circle, they will offer the $1 million, offer the $100,000, they will try. But please, I've been praying about it for a long time now. We have to be very careful with the inner circle. My beloved director, we need you.
Thank you.
And we know with you we'll get the answer.
Of course, now.
We cannot afford to stop.
We are relentless.
Don't let this shake your resolve. They know the Senator, because we mentioned it many times over the last few weeks. They know the Senator is very, very important, and it's like a Jewish memorial. And they are angry about it. And it's not only them. I know the House of Fulani's hand is also involved. The Waziriki might be there too. But I know, it's not only him. He's working with some House of Fulani who might want to also, the next step now, they also have a game plan too, to infiltrate the inner circle. This has to be watched very, very clearly, or very, very, very strictly. The inner circle is what we need to watch now as we enter the second phase.
Of course.
Director.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you. Your advice is taken. Thank you.
Do not stop. We are behind you. You are the Joshua of our time. God sent you. We know you're not a normal person. You're not a human being. Because human beings cannot get Biafra. The human beings can be bought. You are beyond corruption. And you are not from this time. God sent you to us. That's the only lie you lie to us. And you don't lie. But I know the only lie you lie to us is that Joshua is who you are, son of Nun of Israel. That's who you reincarnated to us this time. And with this, we will get Biafra. I'm very, very sure of this. So please note the point I made, sir. We have to increase, like I said, I don't want to keep too much time on the phone, because a lot of people are calling. But I would like you, please, to look at the possibility of increasing our monthly dues. So we have to increase it and see if we can come up with something. Because for our second phase now, first of all, you said we need $8 million. After that, we will need $500 million. This is possible.
Thank you very much. We know it is.
Yes.
We know it's possible. And that is why we are going to do everything to ensure that happens. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Our inner circle is intact. Very, very intact. We have put things in place to ensure that anybody attempting to sell out will be quickly identified. As I said, Chukwu Abiam determined that we should come. I never said that getting Biafra was going to be easy. But I also said in 2009 that the people stopping Biafra from coming are Igbo men. Not Ibibio, not Ejo, not Efik. They are ready. The ones stopping Biafra from coming are Igbo men, and we know who they are. Very, very clearly. If you wear the cloak of Igbo, you will be bought over very, very easily. You have to be baptized in the fire of Biafra. You have to come as a Biafran for you to be incorruptible. As an Igbo person, you can be bought over. Ndioshika hawo. I tell them to their faces. Didn't I tell you before? Did the Hausa man come to destroy our cenotaph? No. Did Fulani man come to destroy it? No. It was good luck, Jonathan, or Wasliki and Ohaneze. People with Igbo names. And people wonder why this place is going backwards. They are not ashamed. Your children are scattered all over the world, doing menial jobs, suffering, and scraping to survive. And you're here using the name of Biafra. Hi, dear Lord. Chukwu Abiam. You must show us that you are God. A place where we remember the death of 3.5 million people. 3.5 million people. Does it mean this land is no longer holy? Is this not the dwelling place of Chukwu Abiam, the Most High God, this very place? Ebenwensani. Where people revere the land and what it represents. That somebody, a scammer and a criminal, a kidnapper and a fraudster, that used the name of Biafra to deceive people, came to destroy the cenotaph. He has never destroyed one thing belonging to the zoo. Not one. But Biafran property honoring the memory of the dead. We are destroyed in our lifetime. If I'm Chukwu Abiam, I will open this place and everybody, including myself, will drown this very night. This is the highest desecration of our land. These idiots who are born by Hausa Fulani men that conquered this very place and impregnated women. They gave birth to vagabonds. Vagabonds and criminals. They are the ones in Masop who are criminally destroying what belongs to Biafra. They must cover their heads in shame. All of them, one after the other, bar none. You will cover your heads in shame. Shame. Go back to your Hausa Fulani fathers that fathered you. Because you don't have Biafran blood in you. None of you. Because if you do, you will bring out Owasurike and use your hands to tear him to pieces. Through you people, dishonor and shame has been brought upon this very land. In the name of Biafra. The sanctified and holy name of Biafra. Recognized by Queen Elizabeth. Recognized by Queen Victoria before her. That Biafra existed. We have been here for over 5,000 years. And a cockroach that was born the other day, who is a criminal, by virtue of his criminal activity, has connections to Abuja, because the Nigerian police and army, they have guns and they have all the bullets. They can come and destroy our cenotaph with the help of a few vagabonds born by Hausa people. I feel sorry for all of you. This is Radio Biafra, and we must continue our work. We want to show them that we are relentless. We are going to build our monument again and again and again and again until it stands. Those that understand me and how I operate, once I commence action, I don't look back now. It must be built, and they know that very well. They kidnapped me. They took pictures of me. Did that stop me? The answer is no. It can never stop me. It re-energizes me. It strengthens my resolve to go out and do what Chukwu Abiam said I should do, which is to restore this very country. It has to be done. It must be done. So that when you quote us, you quote me correctly. Do we have a caller on Skype? If we do, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, director.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, my name is Tan Yodesi. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I really thank you for all the things you are doing for us, and we really appreciate you. Yeah, but one thing I want to say, one suggestion I want to make, you know, about this our monument. I'm trying to say that since that Wazirika have already went there and destroy our ego. So what I'm trying to suggest is that my own suggestion, I'm just trying to say, if it can be possible, let's just leave the monument for now. Because the more important thing now is for us to organize ourselves and get some arms so we can go and face them. Because I'm suggesting if we try to rebuild it again, I hope maybe they will go there again and spoil it out. And that will brought us, you know, going back. So what I'm trying to say now is that
it will not, my dear brother. It will not. It will not. We continue. You see, there is something called being relentless. You keep going. If what you're doing is right, you keep going. We are going to, I will not say what we're going to do, because we've been told not to say things on the air anymore. But you will hear what will happen. But our cenotaph must stand at that very place. It must stand. That we guarantee them. It will stand. You will hear what will happen there now. You will hear about it. So don't worry about that. All our plans are going intact. We are attending meetings and putting things in place. Don't worry about our cenotaph. Our plans are intact. Our cenotaph, the rebuilding of our cenotaph, will not affect the plans we have on the ground. I can assure you. Please, I can assure you that. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, sir. So once again, I want to say is that about our, you know, about the fund to, in, about the erecting fund, you said,
yes,
I hear some people saying that let's just make, let's try to put money on our monthly dues. My own suggestion is that let's share the money each country, because the money is na EU kewobla card into two enyeni agone buya. So what I'm suggesting is that let's just try to share the money each country. If we share the money each country, I think it will be easy for us to raise the money than us to wait, let's say through our money to confusion to raise the money. It's going to be difficult. So let's share it by each country. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, that's what I want to put in. So I hope that will help us. Thank you.
Thank you very
much. I really appreciate you for everything.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you. And we also appreciate your call. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome also the caller on Skype again on the other Skype line. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please.
Okay, sir. Good evening, sir, Director.
Good evening from here. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is James Odiozade. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
From Dakar in Senegal. Please go ahead.
Yes, I'm very, very happy for the good work you have been doing for us. We really appreciate. And I want to comment something on that senator that was later destroyed. Wazlika is looking for trouble, and we will not let him go like that. We have men with power that can catch Wazlika with that spear and kill him overnight. What I need is that we will have a plan war, a secret plan, how we will take capture Wazlika. Wazlika is only one person, he cannot kill all the people they have planned. And if it's possible, the way he destroyed our secretary, if our men will join hands together to raise this money easily, so that this money will be divided for each country to receive their own and pay it easily, for all of us to come back home and face the battle once and for all. If zoo will destroy us, let them destroy us. If we will destroy the zoo, we destroy them overnight. There's no need of talking to Wazlika for one Wazlika matter every day, because Wazlika has done more than required, and we have to take action to prove to him that we are not peace. We cannot be playing with our intelligence. Secondly, I want to appreciate you and the way people say that we are arrogant. If we are arrogant, you give us the answer. Please do add more attention, because we need people like you. We don't need people that fear. We don't need a fearful people. We need people who can speak through God and stand on their word. You understand me?
I do. Completely and totally.
May God continue to strengthen you. And if possible, I will give you, if there's a committee that can travel to our side. I know that our people are very, very good in Ogunigbe. We do it and we know how to play it very, very well. I'm indigenous of Aguleri.
Aguleri, so they are very strong. Very strong.
They will teach people how to do Ogunigbe and how to play it. Our people are very, very good in that. And Wazlika is a small boy where our people did. If they dream of Wazlika will become overnight. So that is my advice.
Thank you very much. And it is taken. It is taken. The caller on the phone, if you can hear me, this is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, my director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother. Raise your voice for me. Turn your system down. Come closer to your phone. Remove it from speaker, please. Address the world. They are listening and waiting. Go ahead.
Thank you, my director. My name is Mike Alakar. I'm from here in the land of Biafra. And I'm calling from China. I want to thank you and my barrister and all the entire board members for making the answer. I will call you since after 30 years of Naira that I couldn't be able to get because of the network here. I'm so happy to get the number to call. I want to make a little contribution. I want to make a little sense out of this nonsense I want to say now. My director, if you watch the same thing, you can be able to see that at a certain time when he was a little boy in the Atawolin temple, he was not strong, but when he came out of the room, some men of the other group, he was ready and hit him and run back to his marker. At the time when his marker began to train him,
my brother, for some reason your line is not clear. I don't know what is happening. Your line is not clear, and I'm interested in what you're saying. I want to hear what you're saying, but your line is not clear. You have to try and call us back, please. You're calling us from China. You try and call us back. This is Radio Biafra Live Transmission. The time now is 25 minutes past the hour of 8 p.m. here in the evening, the capital city of Biafra Land, Enugu, from where you are receiving Radio Biafra live uninterrupted broadcast from. We have another caller on the phone. You will give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are, please.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening, my dear brother.
This is Joseph Akoro from Amsterdam calling.
From Amsterdam, please go ahead. You will turn your system down for us, please.
Yeah,
turn your system down.
Before I commence, I have a very want to talk to you for the first time, please.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Director.
Yes, my dear brother, please go ahead. Your name, please, and where you come from in Biafra Land.
I'm coming from Amsterdam.
Yes, where do you come from in Biafra Land?
I'm from Aloidemili.
Aloidemili. Idemili, please go ahead.
Yeah. Actually, it's Igbo. Oh, yeah, you have your choice, Igbo. Masala was Rike.
Yes, go ahead.
Was Rike. Okay, the man on who's go focus. Okay, what did I mean? When you have a family of Juku. So, more now, fear now, we know Juku called it. So, okay, I'm the man on who's go focus. So, can I hear the Abuna? I am a little Kumako was Rike because. Open and water that guy. I will be keep being up and then get a new. He was on Chadi Kubuna. Then with a more pumpy boa. Na oka. So I will not. Achon booted it too, or Achon lay with a good tigger. Get a new. So, oh, because I'm a woman, my woman here to all on camp, but I can't. My friend about the Tuesday, but I'm not Tuesday. So get the program on Tuesday again, and when is the next one is here. Well, for me, I am a big work of this. So, I went pump for lab. I told them my booty. So, I decided that my car gets
here. We need it. Don't sell it. We need it to complement what we are assembling. We need every piece of firearm we can get. We are assembling them now. We are making it very, very, very clear. We said we are buying arms, and that is what we are in the business of doing. We need to defend ourselves against enemies within and without. How can somebody go and destroy a building? Oh, when he money and nothing, the building is on his own. To remember our dead, they went and destroyed it.
Yeah.
Go ahead. That's no problem. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hello, Director.
Yes, my dear brother.
It's a barber, a guy, I am organizing.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We continue. He fights like a coward. That is what I find so ridiculous. You can't come alone. You come with Nigerian police. A freedom fighter fighting against Nigeria with Nigerian police to destroy a Biafran property. Arrow. Abomination. There is no pride or honor. Men without shame and honor. When I was kidnapped by MASOP, I had the opportunity to go to Nigerian police. They were the ones that called police for me. The police asked me to give a statement. I told them, no, I will not give any statement to you. I am against what you're doing. I can't give statement to you. Instead, I would die than go and run to Nigerian police. Never. I will never do it. And I didn't. It's called honor. Being principled. When I reject something, I reject it in its entirety. I have rejected Nigeria. There is nothing they can do for me. Wazirike is using Nigeria to go and destroy Biafran property, and they're doing Biafra. Tomorrow he will give money to Sun newspaper. He will give money to hungry journalists, and they will publish rubbish about him. Men without honor. No honor. And people wonder why Africa is backwards. People wonder why African people are poor. People wonder why African people are ravaged by disease. Because men don't have honor. There is no truth. There is no dignity. There is no honor. You cannot say for the name Biafra, let me come and fight like a Biafran. You came with Nigerian police. Coward. Coward. You think Jonathan will save you when we come for you? You are the ones that will lose your hotel and your hostels. You're a dead man walking. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, this is Ugo Chiyoyenkuchi. I'm calling from Imo, or where I hear.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. The world is listening.
Okay. It's been long. I've been trying to reach you. There's something I commented. I don't know whether you've seen it. I'm saying that these Biafran people, concerning the money that you want to be contributing, if you contribute this money, why are you giving it to? Who is in charge? The second part is this or an SND, but what do they do? Because seriously, I'm just trying to analyze and look at it from different perspectives. I don't think anything they're doing it for us. I guess maybe they're politicizing all those things. When somebody is in need of money, you can just call a group of people and start a demonstration. At the end of the day, go behind us and collect some money and forget about us. Then secondly, I also want to talk about the issue of Fulani herdsman in Ezeagu. I don't know, actually I'm not in Enugu, so I don't know what is happening there. But I guess it's high time we start talking to the youth, the Biafran youth, the Igbo youth. Some youth are asking questions. What is really happening? Some youth are just like me. I'm analyzing, I'm reading, I'm trying to catch up things. I've read letters of 1881, the white men, when they came. So I'm trying to analyze what is happening, where did this start from, what is our problem, and where are we heading to. But the situation whereby they're not talking to the youth, nobody wants to enlighten the youth. The youth will ask questions. Everybody, the people that I'm even seeing there, they came, when I went for one of the meetings, B or Anes, they have been a master meeting. People I'm seeing, they're just older people that don't even want the youth to have a say. I don't know whether there is something hidden behind all those things, but seriously, I guess what we should do or what they should be doing is when they're doing, they shouldn't be selfish about their interests. They should talk to the youth.
Yes, thank you very much. I know they can, and we are talking to the youth. I can tell you that we are talking to them on a regular basis. I have had meetings with them and scheduled to have meetings with them before I travel to Europe to do a very important work for my country. What I have to say to you, my dear sister, is this. You said we are contributing money. Who will be in charge of it? Those responsible for looking for taking care of our money will be in charge of it. And also, God forbid bad thing, not Ohaneze. We don't work with Ohaneze.
Okay.
We don't, Ohaneze is compromised. And you see, the thing about us is that we don't like the truth anymore. Ezioku, people don't understand the truth. Nobody is capable of standing up and calling a spade a spade. Ohaneze is compromised. Ohaneze took 5 billion naira from Goodluck Jonathan not to call for Igbo people living in Kanu to come back. Ohaneze took money from Jonathan so that they can bury our people in mass graves in Abuja and its environs. Ohaneze is compromised. It is a group of people, as you said, they collect round themselves up together, accept those who are going to go for ministerial appointments for them. They take money. They live in Abuja and Lagos. They travel to London for medical treatment. And ordinary people are dying. Ordinary people are dying. We don't want it, my dear sister. That is why Biafra is coming to sweep away all this nonsense. We have chosen a route to bring in Biafra. There will be a bloody revolution. There will be a revolution. The old order must be overthrown. a new one entrenched. If our people do not have the stomach for a revolution, then Tukwa Biama could come and kill all of us. We don't deserve to live here. We don't deserve to be here. This level of mess, this level of cowardice, this level of compromise, this level of deceit cannot be allowed to continue. God is my witness. It cannot and should not be allowed to continue. Her Highness is a disgrace. The meeting you went today are a disgrace. Ndi Igbo eziokwu. Igbo men cannot speak the truth anymore. They are afraid of the truth. And that is why they are serving cattle rearers. That is why there are cattle men from Fulani in Eziago. Because there is no truth in this land. That is why anywhere you don't have the truth, you don't have brave men. Check anywhere in the world. Once there is no truth, brave men do not come out. That has happened to Igbo land. Igbo land is dead. Effectively dead. Being run by geriatrics living in Abuja and Lagos. Thank you very much. Stay in Owerri where you are. When we come to Owerri, you will know. You will know. When our youths get into Owerri, you will hear about it. And you come out and join us. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is Radio Biafra. Our march is ongoing. Our quest is noble and relentless. We have come to get Biafra, not to have fun. And Biafra is going to come. I want to be known by only one thing. That when they came, Biafra came with them. That is all. I don't want to be known as a rich man. I don't want to be known even as a good person. I don't want to be known as that. No. That when they came, in their wake came Biafra. That is all. That is all. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, I can hear you, sir.
My dear brother, believe you me, your line is not very good. I can assure you, your line is not good, please. Therefore, I advise you to try and call back if you may. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us on a day, we are reporting because we said we won't lie to you. It is our duty to inform, to enlighten, to educate you. We cannot deceive you or lie to you. Even if a news is bad and depressing, we still bring it to you. Because truth is what we are here to do. Eziokwu, truth and honesty. That's why we are here. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Please, your yes, your name and where you're calling from.
Okay, Director, my name is Agbo Inukwa from Agbo.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm calling from Nottingham.
From Nottingham, please go ahead.
Yes, please, Director, don't be discouraged. We are strongly behind you. We, Biafran, we thank you so much for your courage. Don't allow the criminals to unleash it to discourage you in this very, very what you are doing. So please, let us look forward and forget this unleash and focus on this very unleash is not our problem. Sorry, the answers are not our problem. We believe the unleash life are our problem. So please, let us forget about unleash. We'll take care of him. When the due time comes, we'll take care of him. Let's just consider him a dead man. Then we look forward. We are prepared now. We believe Biafra is at hand. It's at the corner. So we just have to do just a click. We move forward. Then Biafra will be there. Please don't be discouraged about our weakest action today.
I'm never discouraged. Yes, my brother.
Yeah. Let us just consider him a dead man. Then we feel what I want to say. Let his action not discourage us at all, not distract us, because how the houses are using him as a weapon. You understand? They are using him so that when we begin to pursue him, then maybe they will start striking and get rid of whatever action they want to do against us. So Wazirike and the Green Lord, let them continue to do their work. Then we focus on getting Biafra. Thank you. Our God will continue to encourage you and protect you. We are strongly behind you. When the due time, when the time is due, everything will just come up. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, and goodbye to you, my dear brother. We have another caller on Skype. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good evening, Sir Director.
Good evening.
Actually, I have tried to come to you via phone, but the phone is jam-packed. I now say let me come through Skype.
And it's very clear. Our Skype today is exceptionally clear. Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you, sir. If the thing will not cut me off. Actually,
no, it won't. Go ahead.
Because the other day I called, he cut me off. Actually, I'm calling from Barcelona in Spain.
Yes.
My name is Chukwunonso Onwumechili from Ufuma in Orumba, not LGA, Biafra land.
Yes, go ahead.
Actually, before I proceed, Director, I will want to announce the emergency meeting we are having tomorrow in Barcelona. Every Biafran that have Biafran blood running in him as a Biafran Biafra, we are having emergency general meeting, not executive, but general meeting. It's very, very urgent and very expedient at this time that we all should meet. Because, Director, actually, we have gotten an office for the people of Biafra here in Barcelona. From
Wonderful.
Where everything we begin to flow from. Everything that concerns Biafrans in Barcelona, in Spain as a whole, we begin to flow from. Actually, we are calling everybody to come to meeting. I believe that all zonal coordinators have received information from our national coordinator, Chukwunonso Ejirika, and they have to work accordingly because this office have to begin to function. Everything that concerns Biafrans in Spain will begin to flow out from there because we are not going to be waiting. We have to get things rolling out. Director Agu Biafra Cable. Ebo Agu Biafra, and we believe too much in you. And as you have stepped out, we all are marching forward with you. Anybody who doesn't know our place of meeting, you can call the number of our coordinator, our national coordinator, or you come to Drassanes, or you come to Catalonia. If you come to Catalonia and call this number, Director, let me call the number so that new members can pick the number.
Yes, go ahead.
The number to call is 632-785-047. I repeat, 632-785-047. It's a Leica number. It's a free call. You don't spend any money while you are calling Leica. So you all are welcome. Your presence is needed. If you are sure that you are interested in Biafra freedom, we want to see your presence in tomorrow's meeting. Actually, Director, I'm also calling every Biafra, wherever you're located in the land of Spain, go and rally around your zonal coordinator. If you are not yet a member of our family, if you are not yet a part of the family of the young people of Biafra anywhere in Spain, try and look for the place they are meeting or go under Biafran in Spain. You can locate our people wherever they are meeting, everywhere in Spain. And if you are in any city of Spain, and there is no family of Biafrans there, try and put one there, or you still call the same number I have called, so that the national coordinator can give you a direction of what to do, because we have slept so long, and now we are going to wake up and take what belongs to us. Nobody will rebuild our land for us. It takes Biafrans to build Biafra land. Catalans have been building their land. Director, if you watch out, every September 11, you will see every Catalans on the street marching for their own freedom.
Exactly.
Telling the whole world that they want to segregate from Spain, that Spain is not doing them any good. They want to build their land the way they want it to be, for them to live peacefully the way they want. We want to go and build our land. Whomever you are, be you a Biafra, be you an Igbo man, Ijo man, Ibibio, wherever you are in Spain, come out, go and look for your people and join the struggle. If you doesn't have anybody coordinating your area, call the director, call our national coordinator on the number I have called now, and he will give you direction on what to do. Zonal coordinators, I believe you have received information from the coordinator. We are expecting your response because this office will want it to begin functioning. Everything concerning us, any letter, because we are liaising with those people that formed that football team since 1969. Because they are backing us up. They are ready for us. But I am saying that Biafrans are not yet ready. Umu Igbo, umu okendi Igbo na akwa sele kali umu wan.
Of course, no.
Instead of them to engage into meaningful thing, into their own freedom, the abona ango cha bottle unku he face ya sele kula sele kali azi umu wan. Eche before na umu wan na akwa sele, mam na umu okendi na akwa sele. And umu okendi double umu okendi Igbo. Director, we are at your back. I believe that brave Biafrans are at your back. Despite though we don't need multitude, with the few people that came out with their house, we are going to get Biafra. And Chukwu Abiyama is in our side because we are fighting a just cause. It is not a big thing to ask for our freedom. Everybody in the world needs to be free, and we need our freedom, and it's our birthright, and we are going to take it. So please, wherever you are, come out, go and rally around your coordinator, and do whatever is necessary of you to do so that we can get Biafra. You are the one holding Biafra back from coming. If you come out, Biafra will come today and tomorrow. Director, more grease to your elbow. We are still thanking you, despite that we have not gotten Biafra, but your effort and your zeal have shown us that Biafra is not too far away from us. It is in our foot. It's just for us to march one foot ahead. We are going to get it. More grease to your elbow.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We have a caller on the phone. After this very caller, I shall proceed to make it very clear to the world that we have a list of countries where we are going to begin our diplomatic offensive that you asked us to do. We are going to commence it in over 15 countries of the world, and we need offices in all those countries. So that when we visit that very country, we will go to the office of the indigenous people of Biafra in that country with the Biafran flag flying, with the tricolor of the rising sun flying very high. If I have to do a broadcast, that is where I will do a broadcast from. Those countries, please, the caller on the phone, stay where you are, and all of you on Skype, you must remain where you are. We need an office in South Africa, in the USA. We need an office in Canada. We need an office in the UK. Spain has one now. We need an office in Italy, in France, in Germany, in Sweden, in Norway, in Denmark, in Russia, in Austria, in Switzerland, in Israel, in China, in the Cameroons, in Ghana, in Senegal. We need in all this, including Australia. Australia as well. We need offices there. If we have offices in all these countries listed, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, that we consider, at least for now, places where we need to lobby, 20 countries. If we get 10 out of these countries, at least 3 will give us the support we're looking for. Do you see how it works? Spain has done it, at least in Catalonia. We now have an office in Spain that by this time next week, Biafran flag will be flying in an office that is permanently ours in Spain, in Catalonia, to be precise. We need these things replicated in all these countries I have mentioned, all over the world. You want freedom fighting, you will get it. Everybody has work to do. Everybody. Now is the time. We want to overwhelm our enemies. They won't know where we are coming from. Out of these 20 countries, they won't know who we are talking to, who is backing us and who isn't. That is where we need to go and move very, very fast and very quickly. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
good morning, Director. This is the coordinator of the Indigenous Group of Biafra in Taiwan. Lawrence Anne, to be precise.
Thank you very much, in Director, Taiwan. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Director. I cannot say I'm not happy, and I cannot say I'm happy. But Ouagadougou did not know I contributed on building that cenotaph. They are making a big mistake. But the point is that, Director, you just keep yourself calm. You are not alone. Once with majority, you always have the power. All the Biafra is with you. And all these bunch of fools working with Ouagadougou, they are wasting their time because of the 10,000, 15,000 they used to give to them. Myself, is it not the same people who always collect 20,000 from me when my container arrived in Uguaba? Are they not the freedom fighting? Now we build a cenotaph, and I bought a bronze there that my name will be on that stone, and the Wazrika and his stupid people go and destroy it. No problem, they have done it, but we will rebuild it.
Of course.
But director, continue what you are doing. Don't mind the evil ones. They are trying to distract you. Never you allow them to do that. Continue strongly and build more effort on what you are doing. We are all for you and we are all behind you. We are beside you. Biafra must come and Biafra we must get. Uwazirika is not fighting you. He is fighting God. He is fighting the spirit of the dead. He is fighting 3.5 million that we have slaughtered. He is not fighting us. He is just killing himself. We remember our death. You have done what you are asked to do. If he was letting go and eat that man, if he was letting take this, the building, put it on top of his head, he is killing himself, but he don't know what he's doing. He is killing himself. And all those boys of who's working with them in jail, that if they don't worry about all those people, when the time comes, they will know. We will kick them out from their houses one by one. The others, we are strong more than them. There is no way they can stop us. There is no way they can stop us. So director, continue what you are doing. Don't let them distract you. And don't feel bad. They are not doing it for you alone. They are trying to spoil what we are doing. But Tuku Abiyama is with us. And you will win. If Tuku Abiyama is with you, you must win. Don't let them distract you. My people here, we will support you. I will start to work more hard to tell my people, everybody must contribute. We must to arrange more funds, to raise more funds to support what you are doing. So don't worry, director, and let nobody make you feel unhappy. Be happy always. Tuku Abiyama is your God, and your God will give you the answer.
Thank you.
For his name to be glorified. Thank you, director.
He said his name will be glorified. Tuku Abiyama will be praised in this very land. Tuku Abiyama will be praised here. People underestimate our resolve to their own detriment because we are not going away. You will run away. We will hunt you down because we can see you, but you can't see us. That is the great disadvantage you have. We see you, but you can't see us. I feel sorry for you. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? If you can, this is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Skype, is that correct? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, director.
Yes, please. Good evening, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, I'm calling from Pakistan. My name is Sunday Wampu.
Sunday from Pakistan, please go ahead. The world is listening.
I'm from Anambra State.
Nemo, thank you very much. Go ahead.
Director, I just want to thank you for the good job you are doing on the people of Biafra. You are a wonderful man. You are a son of Tuku Abiyama.
Thank you.
So I'm very happy.
Thank you.
I'm very happy for the good job you are doing with all people with you over there. The people is doing wonderful work for us.
Thank you.
So I want to thank everybody. And as you know, our people here, I want to take this opportunity. Now's our meeting because I enjoy marketer how many members, abroad members, our family here in Pakistan. Because this is not a group or club. This is family meeting.
Yes.
So get our land back. So I want everybody listening in Pakistan to come out on Sunday. Sunday is our meeting here, 6 o'clock, in G10, G10-1. Everybody have to come out because last time I hear that you are saying that someone, I think lady, send you a message telling you about his father and her mother getting problem with her father is a member of Masov. But this lady never come out. But she's listening this broadcast, but she never come out and join our family here. So I want everybody who listening to this broadcast to come out and join us for this struggle. Because we want to know this time who is serious. Because we are not joking. We are here for organize ourselves and follow what you are doing. Because you are doing a wonderful work. You know? And some people is sending rubbish message. I'm seeing all the message they are sending on Facebook. Who is in Nandikanu? But I tell them, they will still know who is in Nnamdi Kanu. Some people is saying that was Wike chief. Was Wike, I don't know where his chief. I don't know him. He's going to, he already go to prison 17 times. But this is not a school. Oye J prison 17 times. Oya Emoji wa work with a politician. We have destroyed here. You know, so I'm very angry to him. But I have to go there very soon. I will take his punishment. You know, the letter. Just continue your good job. Continue, because Chukwuabiam is sending it to us. Nobody like you. We love you. But I pray for our people here to come out and join this struggle. Please, anybody who listening to me in Pakistan, please come out. Nobody is paying me. Some people saying that how much Lady Biafra is paying me for talking about this Biafra. Nobody is paying me. I know it was the Nobi. Can she poor? Can you cut on one? Can you cut on? When we're buying, when we're natural, because we are suffering here. People is suffering. People is dying everywhere. People is dying. Going to Owendoni Munonga, Amazon Baga, Fuanya. You know? Due to our sufferness. Due to our condition in Biafra land. Owen Hybo, Nigeria. Nigeria, Owen Hybo, Polo. We are ruthless. But our people is not thinking well. In a Kuku Biafra, now Baha Bonanti. Odo Haki Nebu Ebu. Time is coming. I know they will still join. And Chukwuabiam, I pray that Chukwuabiam will bring us together. Director.
Yes.
Continue a good job. God bless you.
And you too.
Chukwuabiam always keep you. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. And amen and amen. Thank you very, very much. We have callers all over the place. The time now is 4 minutes to 9 p.m. in the evening. We are in Enugu, the capital city of Biafra, where we should be. Others are everywhere else, apart from this very place. This was the capital of our country when we fought for it. When the French deputy ambassador came here, he said, before I came to Biafra, they told me that Biafrans fight like heroes. But now that I am here, I now know that heroes fight like Biafrans. We are exceptional people. We are supremely talented because we are descended from the Most High God, Chukwuabiam. Directly descended from the maker of the heavens and the earth. All the trials, all the tribulations, all the things we encounter in this very march for our freedom, all the shortcomings, all the pitfalls, all the setbacks, all the disappointments, they are there to make us very strong. Don't think that the destruction of our monument in any way portends or signifies anything extraordinary. No, it doesn't. It is to test your resolve, to see how badly you want this Biafra. I had my own very personal battles which I had to overcome. I won it and won it convincingly. And since that very day till today, Chukwuabiam has remained ever faithful to us, family of Biafrans all over the world. It's a minor test, very minor, to check your resolve. Are you strong enough to handle this? We will hold positions, we will lose them, we will recapture them to be taken. Until Biafra comes, we are going to fight a war. From within and from without. The scale and the magnitude of it is so much that people will know by the end of it that these things couldn't have been done by ordinary human beings, only those sent by Chukwuabiam. That is why every faith and every belief we have, we rest on the assurance that the supreme being, the maker of the heavens and the earth, comes from this very land, if at all he can come from earth. He ordained and blessed this very land, gave it to our progenitors. our ancestors were here, not answerable to anybody, not answerable to any other government but apart from Chukwu Abiam and themselves. That is where we are going to go back to, a land of free people, free men and women, equal under God and before the law. Equal under God and before the law. That is Biafra for you. If you take bribe, you go to prison. You give bribe, you go to prison. Don't you know that in the new Biafra? You are an officer of state. You tell lies under oath. You will go to prison and stripped of every privilege that you have. In the new Biafra, road construction will be in the middle of the night. Before morning time, every work that needs to be done will be finished. Everybody will have to go to school. Everybody. Even if you're 90 years old, you will go to evening school. Everybody will understand their rights and their responsibilities. The police will not carry guns. There will be no checkpoints in Biafra land because we will not be a gun-owning society. All men will be free to speak their mind, even to castigate those in power. If you think somebody is lying, you sue them for defamation and libel. That's all you can do. You see freedom of speech? We must guard it with our lives. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are, whilst we ask the one on Skype to remain. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, Director. Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother.
My name is Emeka, calling from Igbocha in Biafra land.
Please go ahead.
Yes, I want to thank the Almighty for the strength he has given you to be piloting this affair up to this extent today. I want to say that all those with you on ground and all the members of the board, that Chukwu Abiam shall bless everyone.
You see?
In that loudness.
You see?
And about the destruction of our senator, people like us here, we expected it because I know that this is a struggle. It's a struggle of life and death. The destruction of the senator did not come to me as a surprise. Yeah, I know that you will venture into it again because you want to be tempting our patience. But I have a message for Wazirike and his co-hosts. I want to tell them that to bear in mind that the gentleness of a tiger should not be taken for a cowardice. And that our resolve is unshakable. We know what we are in for and what we are up against. Wazirike and his those who do not going after him are no match to us in any way at all. The agents of Nigerian government, led by Sultan of Sokoto, and what they are doing, we know that we expected it to come. I want to tell my fellow Biafrans not to despair, that if you saw the senator, does not counter what we did on 30th of May all over the world. You should as well go and delete all the news in everywhere in the world. While they reported it in Italy, in Sicily, in Sweden, even Yahoo reported it this day and the rest of them, a premium time. You should go and delete them on the internet. So that there will be nothing like remembrance of mine our day on 30th of May. That you destroy partly our senator is nothing. The message has been sent across. If Wazirike is intelligent, he should have known that going to attack the senator is nothing. Does not cancel what we did. And that has also exposed him for a traitor that he is. And the Bible says that the hand joined to hand, the wicked must not go unpunished. So if it's not today, tomorrow he will pay for it. If he did not pay for it, his children will pay for it. We are watching him. He can run, but he cannot hide. Keep it up. Keep the fire burning. We are solidly behind you.
I know you are.
And may bless you eternally.
He said,
in his hallowed name.
He say, we have somebody on Skype. please be kind enough to give us your name and where you're calling us from. You have been very, very patient. You have waited, and now the whole world must wait to hear your voice. Please go ahead.
My name is Ebuka Aniako. I'm calling from China.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah. I have to commend you, Director, for the good work you're doing. Then what I want to say is about some of these callers that will call, like somebody called in the morning and said we should go and break the bank. You know, Director, like the enemies, the Boko Haram, they can use our people to call and say whatever bullshit they want to say. When you tell a person to come and lead the squad to go to break the bank, he won't come. You understand? So what I have to, what I want to say is that this money of issue, the money we need, we've called it $8 million. $8 million, some people are thinking, oh, it's big, but my dear people of Biafra, indigenous people of Biafra, $8 million is a little money to compare the population of indigenous people of Biafra we have over the world. Because I know we have people. The only thing we just need is to call this, just for us to call it our problem. Because ndi bosina ana amese ohu odikanya bo ohu odinoru betakwa na emepa afo afukanya bo ohu kweto. So my essence is that some people are talking $8 million, this money is too big, this money is too big. We have to start from somewhere. And before you know it, the $8 million is there. So I just want to encourage our people to start contribution. Then I would like you, the director, to forward the account information to my Skype. So by next week, let me see what I can do to support the struggle of the liberation of my country. Thank you.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. You waited for very, very long, and eventually you spoke. You did, and you spoke eventually. Thank you very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. We are transmitting to the whole world, and we have a caller on the phone, if I am not mistaken. The caller on the phone, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Good evening, Mr. Director Mambe.
Good evening, my dear brother.
My name is Brown, and I'm calling from Ireland.
Brown, go ahead, please. Go ahead, my dear brother. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mambe, you mentioned the countries you're going to visit, but you never mentioned Russia. Why?
Russia is here as well. Russia is one of the places we need.
I didn't hear you mention Russia.
I will mention them again. And now that you have even mentioned, you're calling us from Ireland. I don't know what possessed me. Ireland is key. Because of the help they gave to us during the war, we must go there. And we must also go to Gabon. Let me finish, please. We must go to Gabon as well. We will go and say thank you to the people of Tanzania.
Yeah.
We are also, hang on a second, we'll go to Haiti as well to say thank you to them for their effort, for the effort that they gave us. We are going to go to Cape Verde as well. Not me going to all these places, though. Our coordinators must prepare. You are effectively our ambassadors. So you must prepare yourselves. This very diplomatic offensive will initially be spearheaded by our coordinators. Then where it becomes difficult and there is need to see me, then I will travel to that very place. We will acknowledge all the people that gave us their support. We will go and visit them and say thank you and ask them for their support again. Please go ahead. Russia is here. I mentioned Russia. After Denmark is Russia. Russia, Austria, Switzerland, Israel, China, Cameroon, Ghana, Senegal. Please go ahead.
Please, Director, this is my own opinion, and I believe that the countries that are very, very important to us are countries that can help us to win this fight, and not numerous of countries. Because if you include Britain and America, and they are with the Marine Nigeria, I believe if Russia first of all touched the soil of Biafra, these two useless countries, it will be very, very difficult for them to come and act. And Russia will lead us to anything we want. So I believe Russia is first for me. I believe Russia can handle every. Look at what is happening in Syria. America and Britain, they have been just running up and down. They can't do anything because Russia is there. So if we get Russia on the ground, promise them anything. If it doesn't matter, we send the hotel there from where. I would have this freedom I'm there. I would be very, very happy. Believe me. You know, this is my own opinion. Hotel Shabon is going to know me.
Your opinion is valid. Your opinion is valid, but
yes, I saw that it's just a word I can use. America and Britain, they will be dancing. They cannot lead us in this war. But remember, at this contact, Russia is already at full. All around these two relatives have a battalion here. So I don't know. This is my own opinion. The way she feels here, I want you to take it on board. Thank you, my brother.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. It's something we will consider. Not consider. Russia is key because it was Russia that helped to create Israel. Not America. Not Britain. Not the so-called Christian Europe. No. It was Russia. From the East. Many good things come from the East. We are also from the East as well. I wonder what is it to be afraid of when it comes to Biafra. Why is Britain afraid of Biafra? Why? Only them can answer it. But I take the coming of the Deputy High Commissioner to Delta State to signify something very massive. Very, very massive. He said they were coming to invest in Delta. Not to invest in Nigeria, no. In Delta. Maybe what we have been saying that they need to come here. Of course, Britain will come here to invest once Biafra comes. We need their inward investment. We understand how economic development works. We know that in the new Biafra, we need investors from China, from France, from Russia, from USA, from Canada, from Scandinavian countries. We need as many foreign investors as possible. We need them. We are educated people. We are not daft. You cannot grow your economy on your own. We need all these people. But principally, we need to go and speak to nations that are willing to listen to us. We need to set up offices in all these countries I mentioned. I said offices. They will convert later to our embassies and our foreign missions. We must know how to lobby. We are going to take this freedom fighting closer to you, regardless of where you are. So you understand, while you're doing your own abroad, we are at home doing our own here as well. You lobby people abroad. You go out on the street and you preach Biafra without fear. Because Biafra is the truth. Before you start preaching with anybody, before you preach to people of other countries, ask them, before we start, I want to tell you how old the zoo is. They will ask you, what is the zoo? You say, it is a place they call Nigeria. The place has no name. It is named after a company. The company is Royal Niger Company that employed Frederick Lugard as a mercenary. Most of you don't know that Frederick Lugard was also in Hong Kong before he came to stop the Western advancement, or should I say the Eastern advancement of the French army. Because the French were already in Togo. They were in Benin Republic, then Dahomey. The British were in competition with France. Britain wanted to stop France from encroaching. So had the British not come today, you'll be French people answering Jean-Claude. That was what our sister said. It doesn't matter. If you allow Islam to take over, we start answering Abdul. We start answering Musa. We start answering Abubakar. We start answering all manner of idiotic Arabic names. But we are not doing so today because Chukwu Abiam is ever merciful. And now we call upon his mercy and his glory to abide with us as we do this work that Chukwu Abiam mandated us to do. That is why we will not engage in any illegality. None whatsoever. None. What for? Chukwu Abiam is our God. The caller on the phone, you have been waiting. Yes, my dear brother, please, your name and where you are.
Director, show the line, but you never caught me. You never wanted to talk.
You are very lucky. Then continue talking, please, my dear brother. Continue saying what you're saying. Go ahead.
So, from my own opinion, as I said before, like this, you know, one guy from Adam, Malaysia, or from Thailand, I don't know exactly, he said something very, very proper. He said, let us share this money. Let us know who is who in Biafra movement. If it was 10 to 200 or 300 euros, which I can afford by the grace of God, we know who is in Biafra movement. That is a very good idea that guy made that report yesterday. And I don't know why people are just ignoring it. But I believe that if you tell everybody, share it by country by country, maybe if we get it 50,000 here now, believe me, we can't pay it. If you sell 20,000, we can't even pay in Ireland. So that setup the guy got yesterday was very fantastic. I don't know. He said, if it is possible, let us get the name of the lead girlfriend. We share this money according to who is capable to pay. I'm not my go and pay anything you like. If it is 200 euros, you know that you're owing to 200 euros. If it is 500 euros, you know that you're owing for 500 euros. Okay, look at what Gozier 10,000. Nobody has paid money now. Nobody is paying into that Gozier 1,000 or 3,000. I don't know exactly. But this is very, very important. Let us take that guy's initiative, please. He said he inboxed deputy director, he inboxed the manager about this. If you can revise back and see his suggestion, I like it. So that myself, I know that I can be able to pay 300 or 200, whatever it is, today, tomorrow. But if you have 1,000, after I've said 1,000, you can't pay 1,000. That is my suggestion. Thank you, Director. I want to greet my fellow Biafras here in Cork. In the leadership of Peter Ewuzie, which is the best coordinator I've ever seen. He has a very listening ear. He can do anything for Biafra. And Rute. And Mbakwe. A lot. Even Chief. But Chief now took access. You know? So I would like to greet them all. If they are listening, they should keep up the movement on their hearts. Thank you, Director.
He said, we have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? Your name and where you are, please.
Thank you, Director.
Hey, my goodness me. Shouldn't they have done their system? No. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? If you can, this is Radio Biafra.
Just a minute for me, please.
Sorry?
Just a minute. Yeah, my name is Chijo Kuba. I'm from Enugu State, right? And I'm calling from Switzerland.
Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, so is the whole world. If I can hear you, humanity can hear you as well. Go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, dear Lord in heaven. No wonder there are cattle rearers here. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
What's your name? Turn your system down, please. I can hear myself. Turn your system down. Your name and where you are.
My name is Ezekiel. I'm calling from home, Scotland.
Please go ahead.
Okay. Please, can I speak in your language, please?
You are living in Scotland. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, please. Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
I tell you,
Okay,
So, let's contain my own life. I'm not going to contribute for my own side. And they have to create.
My dear brother, have I lost you? We seem the line is not particularly clear, but what he's saying is very, very important. Do you know that the British, as I told you before, he said he saw it on Al Jazeera today, the documentary about the birth of the State of Israel. Do you know that Britain did not want Israel to emerge? Do you know that the garrison commander, the brigadier that was commanding the British garrison in Palestine, was a Jewish man? Are you aware of that? The same thing that Hanese is doing today, not wanting Biafra to come. Are you aware that a few people got together and said, to hell with Britain. If you don't go, we bomb you out of our land. And do you know how the British left? They were bombed out of Palestine. Oh, when you go, chop on hand, they ran away from that place. Do you know what they did? They went back to support the Arabs against Israel. And do you know what Israel did? Israel traveled to USA the same way you people are in the diaspora, the Jews in the diaspora, not those at home, mind you. They contributed the money, and Golda Meir, very wonderful woman, used the money to travel to Europe, and as they said, the rest is history. They bought arms and armaments. They routed the armies of Syria. The armies of Jordan fell before the children of God. And so did the army of Egypt. So came the state of Israel you have today. If you don't know how to do freedom fighting, go and study it very well. You can Google it. The birth of Israel. Understand that we need the likes of Ben-Gurion. We need the likes of Golda Meir. People with heart. We need the likes of Menachem Begin. Those who don't, do you know who he is? Do you know who is Menachem Begin? Do you know who he is? You don't know him. He was the Israeli Prime Minister after Ben-Gurion. A very, very fearless man. He was leading the Egon. There were two groups in Israel, the Haganah and the Egon. Egon was the ones who were more radical. They believed in bombs and ammunition. Haganah was more or less the intelligentsia, very intelligent people. But immediately after the premiership of Ben-Gurion, a member of Egon took over. His name is Menachem Begin. Go and read about him. Camp David Accord. He was the one that eliminated Abdel Gamal Nasser of Egypt. Because Nasser was anti-Israel. Begin took him out. We need fearless men. You go back. I mean, Enugu. The Nigerian government is looking for me. MASOP is looking for me to eliminate me. And we are also looking for them. We know where they are, but they do not know where we are. Our enemies are plenty. That we have to put Abiyama. If you believe in God, if you don't want to put God to test, that means your belief or your faith is rubbish. If Chukwu Abiyama determined that we should come, we are not going to be reckless with our safety, but he will lead us through until this thing comes. The same way today we talk about Israel, how they won their independence, is how our great, great, great grandchildren will talk about us. How, despite all the odds, Biafra came. They will talk about MASOP, a bunch of hoodlums and criminals that use the name of Biafra to be working for Nigeria. Have you seen such a thing before? Do you know why they exist? Do you know why they came? It is to test your resolve. How badly do you want Biafra? For you to get Biafra, you need to cross these hoodlums and criminals for you to get to Biafra. But the worst part of it, they are using the name Biafra. They are like a virus. I told you this before in 2009. Do you know the best way to trick the body? You know, people talk about immunization. Oh, I want to get immunized. You know, when we are small, from is it rabies, immunization from polio, all those things. Do you know what you are ingesting into your body? If you don't want a child to catch polio, if you don't want a child to catch, is it rabies or measles, all those things. You know, rubella, measles, rubella, all the rest of them. You take your child to be immunized. Most of you think that when you take your child for immunization, that your child is being given some sort of very powerful antibiotic that will stop all these viruses from getting in. The answer is no. That is why when you're immunized, you fall sick for a bit. Do you know why you're falling sick? Because they pump into your body the weakened version of that very virus they're inoculating you against. Then what it does is that it's so weakened that when it goes into your body, it wakes up the white blood cells, the antibodies in your body, to begin to attack this very virus. Basically, the virus is saying to the antibodies in your bloodstream, we are here. We have come to kill you. But when the white blood cells rise up against the virus is very weak. It will consume it. Do you know what the body now does? The body is now awake and alert. When the real virus that kills comes, the white blood cells will recognize it and kill it. That is the meaning of immunization. Immunization is not any other new drug. Owasurike is like an antidote. They use him. You look at him. You think it is Biafra. They are using the name Biafra to work for the government of the zoo. To stop you, the original people, the original Biafrans, from getting Biafra. As simple as that. Are we going to let him succeed? The answer is no. People say, oh, you, all the time, we didn't want to discuss Owasurike. He went and discussed our cenotaph today. Completely and totally. Are you telling me it is not newsworthy? Of course it is. He never vocal to the Yala, but he has no shame. That is one thing I like about Hausa Fulani money in the zoo. Once they give it to you and commission you to do your work, you lose every shame. They lose every shame. Look at Ohane Zendibo. You give them crumbs from the master's table. Anybody that comes, you'll be in power. Abacha, please continue to rule forever. Jonathan, oh, continue. Obasanjo, third term. Anybody that comes, they support. There is no honor. No shame. No honor. And that is why Africa is poor. Black men don't have honor. You lack honor and integrity. That is why everybody will come and colonize you. Even now, China is here, isn't it? Taking all your resources because you're dumb. Very dumb. This is Radio Biafra. Do we have a caller on the phone? This caller you rang before. Is your line clear now? Can you hear me? Yes, go ahead. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Atom only made greater. Atom in the money greater. You can't answer that. Because I told you, you need to be from buying. You need to be from buying or something. I don't have it. I have it difficult. Atom only made £2,000 a year. Hello?
Yes, our coordinator is there. Our coordinator for UK is there.
Spotlight.
I don't know. We are going. I need the coordinator of coordinators to tell me. Carol Monday, I need to know who our coordinator is in Scotland to make contact. We need a very strong presence in Scotland anyway. It is where Frederick Lugard comes from. We need a very strong presence there to defeat his spirit as well. Very, very important. Somebody will call you later on this evening. Uche Mefo is there, who is my deputy. Yes, after the program, somebody will call you. Okay, no problem. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We need to buy equipments to fight with, to defend our land with. Nothing is stopping us, you know. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Can you hear me? I don't think they can. Can you hear me, the caller on the phone? No, they can't. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? We have somebody there on the line. Maybe they don't quite understand how this whole thing works. Because I'll explain this every night until it gets to our people. The speed of sound, the speed at which my voice can travel from here in Enugu to wherever you are, is 850 miles per hour or thereabout. Sorry, per second, I must say. Now, our broadcast is being carried to London first, and then from London back to you. From here to London is over 3,000 miles. 3,000 miles going, 3,000 miles coming back. How many divided by 850? That is the time it takes you to hear what I say. It's science. So that is why when you call, we pick your call, we ask you to keep talking because we cannot wait for all those seconds for you to pick up the pace of my voice from your listening device to be able to speak.
Divided by.
Oh, my dear Lord in heaven. They're not following, are they? They're not following. But anyway, in the new Biafra, we shall educate our people. Do we have a caller on the line? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Oh, these are the Yoruba people that are talking about. You know, they're cowards. I want a Yoruba person to actually phone Radio Biafra and make sense. We had one the other day. Can't a Yoruba person be brave enough to call and defend one Nigeria? Please, than clogging up our lines. It's just a nuisance. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me? If you can, this is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, I'm Nonso from Plateau State.
Nonso, how can you come from Plateau State? KBC, put our hand again. What is your father's name? Where do you come from, Nonso?
I'm on Imo State.
What is the meaning of Imo State? Where do you come from? I didn't ask for state. KB Sepota, where do you come from?
Obo, na Biafra land.
Simple. Obo, the home of the great Sam Mbakwe. That's where you come from. Please go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Director.
Please go ahead. Speak and turn your system down. Go ahead and speak. The world is waiting to hear from you. Go ahead.
Director, I really appreciate your efforts.
Thank you.
I really appreciate your efforts and your trials towards this Biafran. So may God help you so much. We're really supporting you. We are really backing you.
Thank you.
And so my little contribution towards this is, you know, all these Hausa Fulani, which you know, they were listening to this program, and they were very, very anxious about the program. I want to say that not everything that you know that is very, very important to us that will be broadcasting on air, just like that, you know. These people are very, very crucial. They cannot, you know, keep silent on that. So I want to say this because all these Hausa Fulani, Boko Haram, you know.
Yes, I'm listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, they were just people.
So Boko Haram are listening to Radio Biafra. You are in Plateau, so you should know. Are you telling me that Hausa people are listening to Radio Biafra?
I'm telling you, the first question, am I connected to satellite after this is a Hausa man?
A Hausa man is connected to satellite listening to Radio Biafra, and our people are here begging us to bring it on this, bring it on that, bring it to my village. Whereas Hausa people are keen listening to Radio Biafra. That is why they are more clued up than us. That is the effects of buying and selling. Please go ahead.
So as also.
No, my dear brother, your line is unstable. If you can call us back, that was a caller, Nonso from Obo, calling us from Plateau State, informing us that where he is at in Plateau State, that Boko Haram are listening to Radio Biafra, and they are anxious. Of course, they have to be. We are formidable. We are formidable. Very, very formidable. They understand it now. Our strategy is very simple. To overwhelm them with the truth. Ezioku, very simple weapon. But deadly and devastating. Truth. There is nothing more than the truth. Anything, anytime you deviate from the truth, you are finished. You think Biafra will come with lies. So you want me to come because we need $8 million. I will come out and I will lie to you. I will prepare one big scam. And we take picture. And we'll put it in the paper. I will only pay them 20,000 naira. They write it from the upper headline. And then you will say, oh, let's follow them. Biafra is coming. Here we are. No, we don't lie. Never are we going to lie to you. I will not be in that business of deceiving people. This project is God's project. I don't own Biafra. Biafra doesn't belong to me. It's my country. And I love her to bits. Yes, I will die for my country. I don't mind. But what I'm saying to you is this. The owner of this very project is Chukwu Abiama. So, it is in the interest of God himself in heaven that Biafra comes as well. Because we are his children. Are you going to defend us before against Islam and then allow us now to be consumed? The answer is no. But in the process, because we have to remain pure and be worthy to inherit this very kingdom of God on earth called Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother. Your line is very clear and crisp. Please give me your name and where you're calling from, please.
Okay, my name is Ezioku. I'm calling from Nottingham.
From Nottingham, please go ahead.
Yes, I'm from Idato.
Idato, Idato, yeah. Good people. Go ahead, please.
Yes, thank you. First of all, let me respond to what you, the last caller that calls from Plateau State, about who is listening to Radio Biafra. You see, every Hausa man owes, there is one property they owe each one of them, is radio. They listen, they listen for information and they listen to radio. What you are saying, the message you are broadcasting, they are listening to it, but we are not worried. We are not worried. What I'm trying to say, the contribution I'm trying to make today is this. You made mention of, coming to Europe to kind of meet some countries. But please, I will advise you, meet with some of your personnel. I think it's time we have to target the people we are going to talk to. We have to look for some individuals within government who has that, listen, who we can, who we can explain our situation, who we can seek for their support. And the situation is in the moment now, because this is not 2000, this is not 1967 or 1970s. This is 2014. Every world, every individual is watching what is happening. Biafra is a global brand now. As I'm telling you, I'm watching Spain and Holland playing the World Cup. There was a Biafran flag. Anybody watching that match will see a Biafran flag shown on television. So we are formidable. Please keep spreading your news. Your work is being recognized all over the world. But because the time will come when everybody will see, then people will believe that what you are doing is formidable. We don't need a lot of people. This is a coalition of the willing. If you have 1,000 people who believe in what you're doing, they will achieve whatever we want to do. But as for Wazirike, it's unfortunate that the money that his people suffered in cold, in every circumstance, to get the money to send to honor our dead, he went and destroyed it. But remember, he that murdered sleep will never sleep again. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We are broadcasting and we are taking your calls. We are the only people anywhere on this planet with the tiny budget that we have doing what we are doing. We are on satellite. All you need to do is to go and install it for your people. When I return, when I visit London, I live in Enugu now, I don't live in London anymore. When I visit London, we shall be able to run our maiden television broadcast to let people know how formidable we are. As I said, our transmitter is our final weapon. We deploy it at the right time. If we deploy it now, they will destroy it. It's a lot of money. It is when we have done away with the criminals and the vagabonds within us, we deploy our transmitter to finish the work that we have been doing all this while. Only 2 weeks, there will be an overthrow here. There will be riots on the streets, we promise them. Because we want Biafra to come in a violent manner. It is important that Biafra is violent when it comes to teach everybody a lesson. So that when we appoint you as the minister for Biafra, you account to us everything you have done. When you are sick, you go to the nearest hospital to your house and go and receive treatment. Not flying to London. You must be mad going to London for treatment. If I'm suffering, I go to Queen Elizabeth Omwai or go to Aba General Hospital. But if you're sick, you jump into your private jet and you travel to London. And yet you're not a businessman. You didn't make that money. You made that money because I voted for you. That is rubbish. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, Director Namdi. Good evening. This is Suke Chukwono speaking from the Republic of Thailand.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, I must thank you for the great job that you are doing. And as I'm here in Ireland, every day by day, my heart is with you and with everyone that are there with you.
Thank you.
Director, what I just want to tell you, when you are calling the countries that that are going to sit for office, Director, I did not hear the Republic of Ireland there, and that makes me to call you now, because we shouldn't ignore Ireland, because Ireland contributed a lot in the court of Biafra during the 1967-70. These are the countries that brought aid to Biafra people, and we don't supposed to ignore them. I don't know what our coordinators are doing. They're supposed to call and say that, because we don't need to ignore this country. I know the contacted me, which we have a radio interview with one of the major radio stations in this very cork. These people connected the very man that came to Biafra land with a jet trying to enter, and they collected this man, and this man was speaking how Biafra people were very, very great and how they helped the Biafra people to feed the children that were starved. So before anything that we're doing, we have to put Ireland first. No matter that the number of people of Ireland, the Biafra in Ireland have not risen up, but we don't need to forget Irish people. We don't need to forget them in everything that we are doing. The missionaries came to Biafra land to help us. We are not a country that did that. They are the number one. So whatever that we are doing, we have to bring Ireland first. Ireland is supposed to be first in anything. Because when we go for an interview, this gentleman in Radio York told us that they keep British people away. Ireland is 4.5 million. But they said they keep British away. That we have to be speaking. If we don't speak, people will not know our mind. We have to speak. This man was encouraging us that we don't need to fear. We have to speak out to the world. We have to speak out to the world, because if they are going to have this protest, they said they will push them away. And they are living very fine now. 4.5 million people. New them. What about the fact that is up to 50 million? So, Director, I want you to reshuffle this thing again and put Ireland. Ireland, in my own opinion, Ireland is supposed to have an office here. They have an office whereby the flag will be flying. Irish cancer now, they want that Irish cancer. Irish cancer were the people, the charity, were the people that came, the missionaries, the priests. These are the people that came to Jefferson to rescue, to give food to people of
my director, I welcome everything you are doing, and myself, I am working very, very hard. I know that I'm working very hard. All my life is indeed very cost, and I will not relent. I will continue doing my best to make sure that this cause comes to reality. I thank everyone that is putting their mind in this thing. And again, there is something that some of us have said, because I just want to ask, is it a crime to know the number of people that are very, very determined in this very cause? Is it a crime? Because when we talk about that, people don't put it as something that is very important, because we're supposed to know those that are very, very, very key of this very race.
I will tell you why we don't give the names of the people who are serious in this very race. It is in our nature, it's our tradition and our way of life. You don't ask how many people. When a woman gives birth, you ask what is the sex of the child? What gender is it? Is it male? One young one again, working on one. Is that correct? Have you heard anybody ask a woman that just gave birth, how many children have you given birth to already before?
No.
Never. So we don't ask and we don't tell.
Director, you know why I'm saying this thing?
No.
There are so many people whom we have talked to, whom we have been fighting, you know, begging them to come out for this very cause. And these people don't want to do anything. They are just dodging and mocking us. And we are fighting every single day by day. I know the number that we are in this very place. And we are fighting every day by day to make sure that the name of this very cock will never close, will never walk away. So, it doesn't mean that these people that are not coming out, we just leave them like that, so that when the gaffer come, every one of us, they will just come in and start bragging with us. That is what I want to know.
No,
because everybody, if they're doing it that way, people will start, you know, speaking back, going back. We have to make something tangible that people that are fighting for this cause, they are the people. So that whenever they share anything, they share money, we know that these are the number of people who are capable of paying this money. Because as I'm talking to you now, I am working tirelessly hard. You know, if you go to Seneca, there are many of them there. If you go to Malaysia, there are many of them there. But when they show this money, we hear that that's very small numbers. We are paying this money with small number that we are. That is one thing you have to put in consideration. The other time, how many people are we? You have come to Ireland, director. When you want to come to Ireland, I know how you talk to me. I tell you, director, start coming down. How many people voted you here? We are fighting hard. Yeah, and those people, those cowards, doesn't want to come out. We have done everything that we're supposed to do. We meet them with drinks. We talk to them. We, every single day that we're crying upon them, come out. They don't want to come out. So, just think about these things and know how we're going to make this thing to be possible for us. If they cry to know the number, then we tell us that it's a crime. We don't want to go to know the number. Let us be doing it this way. We're doing it.
Yes, when the time comes, they will come out. They are watching and looking at what people are doing. That is one of the problems of lack of confidence in something. Somebody took this name called Biafra and dirtied it. They made it appear very filthy. So what you're doing now is the difficult job of cleaning the image of your country. What you're doing now is picking up the tricolor of the rising sun from where they dumped it in a pit that you can no longer recognize it, and you're washing it very clean. Once you finish washing it and you spread it and you iron it and you flag it, you fly it very high, other people will congregate around you. Don't think that those people are not watching you. They are watching and they are waiting to see how resilient you are. You know our people. They take time to give you support. My dear God, once they give it to you, they don't withdraw it very easily. So continue doing what you're doing. Do not despair.
Okay,
they will come out.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. But remember to keep Ireland in this country that you put that.
It is, yes, I have Ireland. And I wanted to answer your question about the people that will be remembered for having brought about Biafra. When we talk about Israel today, there are many people from international Jewry. They travel to Israel all the time, and they're being given protection by those of them who are at home. But the story of Israel cannot be told, and their names mentioned. You remember Yitzhak Rabin, you remember Isaac Shamir, you remember Ben-Gurion, Golda Meir, Menachem Begin, Shimon Peres, Ehud Barak, and all the rest of them. Those people won't be remembered the same way that when this story or history of Biafra is written, the effort that those of you in Cork put in will also be immortalized for eternity. So the work you are doing is the work of immortals. People don't realize this. Immortality is what we are doing. Because even when we are gone, you will be remembered forever. Nobody talks about Israel without mentioning these names. It's impossible. Ben-Gurion, Golda Meir is given. Yitzhak Rabin, Ehud Barak, the most decorated Israeli soldier of all time. All these people will be mentioned. They will be mentioned because history has a way of being very kind to the devoted and to the just. We must always defer to history. History will not let you people be forgotten for what you have done. History will remember you as those that built the cenotaph. History will remember the vagabond of Okwe, the saboteur of Okwe, the traitor of Okwe, as somebody that destroyed it. Our children will read about this idiot and his name in their history books. Who destroyed our cenotaph is the vagabond from Okwe. Very simple. His name is not even worthy of mention on this radio station. He is beneath contempt. We can't be mentioning him. He shouldn't be mentioned here at all. You refer to him as the rat, the criminal, the traitor from Okwe. His name should no longer be mentioned. He's not a human being. He's lower than a vermin. This is Radio Biafra. One thing that we do and do very well is that we are truthful and we are honest and we tell you who you are to your face. One thing we never do is to compromise the integrity of this very effort we are making. One thing we cannot do is to lie to you and tell you that Nigeria should have existed. No. Nigeria is the creation of one single man. And the creation of a country is the exclusive preserve of God in heaven, not of man on earth. Countries and nations evolve organically. If you go today to Owerri and ask Owerri people, who created you? They will say this person gave birth to this person and gave birth to that person and gave birth to that person. There is an organic process. And then Owerri emerged. Nobody came to Owerri and said, hey, from today, from Amakor here to Mbiri, your name is now Owerri. Never done in history. This is something that black people don't quite understand. You don't stand somewhere and point at boundaries and give them a name. No, you don't do that. You allow them to evolve, either through conquest or cooperation. That's the only way to do it. Conquest or cooperation. The same way that Fulani's conquered Hausa people. Today, Hausa people are subservient to Fulani people. Most of you do not know that Sanusi Lamido Sanusi is Fulani. Most of you do not know that Kanu is a Hausa land. But a Fulani man is in charge of Kanu. Ask yourself how and why. Because Fulani people conquered Hausa people in a series of wars fought by the progenitor of the present Sultan of Sokoto. His name is Othman Danfodio. He gave birth to somebody called Ahmadu Bello. In fact, Othman Danfodio is the grandfather, I hasten to add, of Ahmadu Bello. Because he gave birth to Bello. His own brother was Abubakar. They were the two army commanders that fought the war, the Fulani wars against the Hausas. The Fulani people are nomads of no fixed abode. Nobody knows where they came from. But Satan is using them very, very well. They are from the depths of hell. They came here and nothing became... Hausa people are nice people. You don't know that? Hausa people, an ordinary Hausa person is an honest person. But as soon as they mixed with Fulani, it was over for them. Over for them. Today, that is why no Hausa man has been able to rule the zoo. It's all Fulani, Gwari useless people. Gwari people. They are the ones who are in charge. but we must continue. Our work is relentless. Our endeavor is noble. I want to be returned to where I was the night before Lugard came. That's what I'm asking for. I was alone on my own before the white man came. I am saying that the white man is not God. I respect what they have accomplished, and we give them credit for giving us all the great inventions of modernity. We know that very well. Nobody's taking it away from them. We respect what the white people has contributed to the advancement of mankind. We respect their charitable heart or whatever it is that they have. But they don't have the right to create nations. That right belongs to God. No white man created Germany. Germany evolved. The Germanic race evolved after a series of wars. They fought with Rome. They fought with everybody. People emerge out of wars and civilization process. We know that. But the Hausa Fulani people did not conquer us. That is my problem. Had the British conquered us, which they are right to do, because we are weak. You conquer us, you force us to become a part of Kent or Surrey or Anglia or whatever. I can understand that because we lost a war. But to take us and hand us over to Islam, mba now, there's something wrong with that. We won't take it. This is Radio Biafra. We have somebody on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Director, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. Turn your system down. You have not turned it down. Once you hear my voice, you must turn down your system, please. You must turn it down.
I've turned that.
Go ahead. Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Nna Christian. Welcome. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Dakar, Senegal. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, I'm very, very happy to speak with you today. This is my first time of calling.
Thank you.
I'm in Dakar, Senegal, though that I'm very, very far from the headquarters where the family is. But I will do all my possible best to join them in their meeting days, which is on Fridays. Director, I must congratulate you in whatever you are doing to see that you take us along. I promise to be of any support whenever I'm being called, both here and in Nigeria. Because this atrocity that has been happening in the zoo, whenever I read the news from the zoo, in fact that day I don't feel happy. So since you have been hearing your voice, any day that I didn't listen to your voice, it seems as if something is lost. So director, more elbows to your grace. I want you to join to add more effort. Don't allow anything to make you to backslide.
Never.
Whatever that will make you to backslide, we resist it. I want you to know one thing, that we Igbos, we are good in dying. We are very much good in dying. Though wherever we see our right, we will allow people to pity us before we wake up and claim our right. But we know that thing is no longer going to be happening. So, director, whatever is the issue, keep your best along. I promise to be of any support whenever I am opportune to do. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my dear brother. And God bless you. Thank you. Well spoken. We have a caller on the line, on the phone to be precise. This is Radio Biafra, please. Your name and where you are. No, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. The line there is very noisy and very hazy. We have not told you that Radio Biafra is also on WhatsApp. We are on Viber. We are on Tango as well. And the number, if you are on Tango, on WhatsApp, on Viber, the number to add, which is Radio Biafra, is our studio line here. +234 8100904 599. We are on Viber, on Tango, on WhatsApp. You can message us and we will be able to read it out. Our number once again is +234 8100904 599. Please, Karomonde, take note and advertise or publish accordingly that we are on Viber, We are on Tango. We didn't advertise this, but we have six messages already. I think one is from Chidozie Martin. One is also from, we don't have the names of these people here, but just saying it's a very good thing that Radio Biafra is on WhatsApp. It is no longer the London studio number. Of course, that is still valid, but also, please, we are on WhatsApp. You can send us text messages as the program is going on. We'll be able to read it. You can call us on Tango. You can call us on Viber. We have all those platforms now, but I think that telephone calls supersede that of these other ones. Please, thank you very much, wherever you are. We have come to the end of the proceedings today. The time here now is exactly 1 minute to 10 p.m. in the evening. Do not forget that we are live in the morning, 7 a.m. We call it the Good Morning Biafra Show. From here, we broadcast to the whole world. 7 a.m. tomorrow morning, we are back on air. Do not go away. Even if you're going away, make sure that 7 a.m. tomorrow you're joining us. If you have people elsewhere in the world that missed the very live program, ask them to join us in the morning. People are still calling. We ask you to call tomorrow morning, please. 7 a.m. Biafra Land time. This is Radio Biafra. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. On behalf of the entire editorial board of Radio Biafra, all the departmental heads of the various people serving their countries, on behalf of all Biafrans, the indigenous people of Biafra answering to Biafrans in their respective countries, we announce it, we make it very bold and very clear that this Biafra we proclaim every day without fear or hesitation is indeed our religion. On this radio, Biafra is where we worship. Because Chukwa Biama Chukwu Kikekikero Wa Basibini Igwe is our God. He will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, and keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, this same Chukwa Biama, this same God will bless Biafra. Thank you very, very much. And good night from your beloved capital, Enugu City, here in Biafra Land.